This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They were supposed to stop occupying Los Angeles, but didn't.
We are not going anywhere.
And protesters were supposed to stop camping out also in Philadelphia, but they haven't. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
Dave, the deadline for vacating the L.A. Occupy encampment has passed. The mayor is saying police will not start making arrests immediately to give protesters time to leave. Police and protesters say they want to avoid violence.
I want to encourage you to maintain and stay strong with the nonviolent, resistant action that you're doing.
Pastor Lewis Logan was among a number of local religious leaders calling for nonviolence. The Occupy camp in Philadelphia's deadline there, set by authorities, has passed peacefully. Dave?
Corny Democrats take aim at Mitt Romney as Newt Gingrich gets a boost in New Hampshire. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson following the 2012 Republican race live.
Dave, there's this new ad from the Democratic National Committee.
From the creator of I'm Running for Office for Pete's Sake comes the story of two men trapped in one body.
Poking fun at frontrunner Mitt Romney's changing positions. Meanwhile, the top newspaper in New Hampshire is backing Newt Gingrich.
He's going to make mistakes, but he's going to do things, and that's what America needs right now.
New Hampshire Union leader publisher Joseph McQuaid also labeling Romney the play it safe candidate. Dave.
Rich, a third man's come forward claiming Syracuse assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine sexually abused him as a child, and Syracuse has fired Fine, though he's not charged yet and denies all the allegations. A lot of us went shopping this weekend in record numbers, and a lot more will shop today online, so-called Cyber Monday.
122.8 million. To put that in context, retailers saw 86.2 million people shopping on Black Friday.
That's Ellen Davis with the National Retail Federation. Now, the buyers could also be out on Wall Street. Futures are soaring, indicating a rally at the opening bell. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus every 6 months you're accident-free.
Nice. Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When you wonder why we're so committed to the community, remember we're the only locally owned media in BCS, and we think it matters. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
We were born in the heart of Texas. Raised by Texas values, we're Texas taking care of Texans, Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans, Spirit of Texas Bank.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, the Pool Guy.
Take one look around. You'll notice when it comes to eye care, everybody talks about how their services are better. Maybe they'll cost less. Just keep in mind one very important thing. Eye care is a lot like many other things in life. You get what you pay for. And I hope you think your eyes deserve the best, because they do. Your eyes are worth it. That's why I want you to let the professionals at Texas Regional Eye Center take care of all your eye care needs. Doctors Kaufman, Perkins, and Wuthrich are here to meet your needs. Everything from exams to glasses and contacts. And, of course, LASIK. You knew I had to talk about that. Ask your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Chances are most of them had their LASIK surgery done at Texas Regional Eye Center. If you're worried about the cost, remember they offer 24 months interest-free financing. There is no reason to go anywhere else. all your eye care needs and 24 months interest-free financing on LASIK, there's only one place, Texas Regional Eye Center. For excellence in eye care, you'll see the difference with Texas Regional Eye Center. Go to TexasRegionalEye.com. TexasRegionalEye.com.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Introducing OnStar FMV, for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar, for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911 center.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical. Tekel and Nellis. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
You want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
WTOW News Time 6:06, 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A College Station man faces a charge of indecent exposure for the second time in roughly 4 months. A woman called police and said a man parked next to her at McDonald's last Monday on Rock Prairie was exposing himself. The description she provided led police to believe it was the same suspect in a similar case at another College Station restaurant in July. 21-year-old Calvin Coffer was arrested and charged with indecent exposure. State officials have thrown local health departments a curve as time is running out for first-time college students to get vaccinated for meningitis. Julie Anderson at the Brazos County Health Department says financial assistance is available.
As you might imagine, though, with a vaccine that's going to be in heavy demand, the health department, we don't ever keep huge stockpiles of any vaccine like this, and this has been a sudden reactionary change. So we have only about, I would say, about 50 to 75 doses at any given time.
You can hear and read more information about the new laws. Just go to our website in the interview page at WTAW.com. Vaccinations have to be given no later than 10 days before the start of school. The list of economic development agencies affiliated with the city of Bryan sounds kind of like the alphabet, and that led Mike Sutherland at the last council meeting to call on postponing contracts with two agencies.
Not counting the TIFs and TERS that are involved, there's 13 individuals or entities involved in economic development in Bryan, people that we pay. We have a contract employee, the Arts Council, the CVB, the DBA, the RVP, the BBC. We have the Next Generation Park now. BTUs involved in economic development, the Chamber of Commerce, and then the City Council ultimately.
Again, that's Councilman Mike Sutherland. Mayor Jason Byinski was among the council majority wanting to authorize the contract since the spending was approved during budget talks last summer. Byinski says the topic merits future discussion.
There's boards that Paul and I serve on with the Brazos County, City of Bryan, Next Gen Park, and then I serve on the RVP. We've got folks here that serve on the BTU deal. So, you know, I don't necessarily know everything that Art does on his committee and what Paul might do on his, but that way we can talk about it. And again, in addition to what we do in-house with our Dennis Gehring and his group.
In the end, Sutherland withdrew his motion to postpone, then voted against the contracts. A recent purchase approved by the Brazos County Commissioners isn't very flashy except for the price tag. At almost $4 million, the county's replacing computer software, County Judge Dwayne Peters says, affects the entire criminal justice system.
From the time somebody might get a ticket or get stopped, all the way through the prosecution and through the courts, and about $3.8 million is what that contract was. The original contract that they offer was for $5.1 million, I believe, but we were able to pare some things out of there, and we had some good negotiators in there.
Peter says the new software, which will take up to 2 years to install, replaces a system that's been in use since 2000. From Black Friday to Cyber Monday, it's a big online shopping day for many people, but it also means scammers will try to make a quick buck.
Jules Polonetsky with futureofprivacy.org says scammers consider Cyber Monday a big payday. He says watch out for emails with deals too good to be true and links that are unfamiliar to you.
If you're interested, type the site in, go to www.yourfavoritesite, get there directly and look for that little lock in the corner that indicates that you're at a secure site.
In addition, he says be careful with sites that are designed to look like your favorite store but may lead you to an unsecured domain site that will leave your information at risk. Austin York, TSN News.
And more Americans than ever before took the Black Friday bait of big discounts and earlier than usual store openings. A record 226 million shoppers visited stores and websites during the four-day holiday weekend starting on Thanksgiving Day. That's up from 212 million last year. The National Retail Federation says the average holiday shopper spent $398.62. That's up from $365.34 just a year ago. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 36 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hello, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Joining me today is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater.
What's up, Coach?
You came out passing on the first play yesterday, LaBrill.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans.
That you have a howitzer for an arm?
No, man. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill do his thing while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk yahoo in an SUV doesn't blindside him on his way home.
Oh, this is pretty serious, then.
You feeling me? I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Okay, we'll be back with LaBrill right after this.
They just live there.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Pass, baby, pass. LaBrill knows you can do it.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Well, good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-7752-WAY.
High pressure covers the state this morning, and that means plenty of sunshine, but it's a cold high pressure system, so temperatures today, well, they're not going to be particularly warm. We'll have sun, highs close to 60. Clear tonight, we're about 30 to 35. It'll be mostly sunny tomorrow, 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear, lows near 35 degrees. Mostly sunny is the story Wednesday, highs will be around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thank you, Rob. Coming up in sports today, we'll talk Aggie basketball. It was a good weekend for both the A&M men and women as they continue to play next week. We'll talk some college football. It was some pretty wild weekends. No big upsets, but it sure is looking like it's going to be a rematch for the national championship with LSU and Alabama. We'll talk about that, too, and more coming up in sports.
So the SEC, huh?
Yeah, it sure is looking that way. Yeah. People are saying that even if LSU were to lose to Georgia in the SEC championship game, they might not drop past number two, and it could be a rematch anyway. So we'll see.
Out there in Stillwater, they're going,
hey. Well, that game's for the Big 12 championship.
Yeah,
now the winner of that game will likely go to the Fiesta Bowl and be the Big 12 champ. So
interesting.
Yeah, so it means something, but.
And I guess anybody can run the Baylor offense? Is that what we found out?
Yeah, you could even rip a red shirt off of a little tow-headed kid that looks like Opie. And
take somebody out of the stand. Well, of course, again, it was Texas Tech.
Could we have
Texas Tech and Kansas play just again?
That'll teach them to beat Oklahoma.
No, because Kansas doesn't have a coach.
That's right. Their coach got fired yesterday.
Okay, and that would be different how from the last few weeks.
Just saying.
Yeah. Boy, can you imagine those resumes are pouring into Lawrence for that.
You know, it wasn't that many years ago.
Where's that big fat guy? What's he doing now?
Speaking of the big fat guy, it wasn't that many years ago that the big fat guy was coaching a game against Missouri, I believe. It was like number one and two in the nation.
He was.
You remember that?
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Kansas could have won that game the other day if they had a football team. Anyway. So Stephen Cormier was invited to a midnight backyard bonfire
in central New York State. As he approached, he saw the group and had decided to play a prank. And he made animal noises from the woods behind the house to kind of frighten his friends. Now, I don't know what specific animals noises he made, but my guess is it wasn't the cooing of some sort of a bird or some happy noises. After about 5 or 10 minutes of this, it's obvious that Stephen didn't have a lot to do if he wanted to spend five or ten minutes making animal noises in the woods. But after 5 or 10 minutes, one of the partygoers pulled out the shotgun and began shooting at the animals, if you will, in the dark. That's when Stephen started screaming. The alleged shooter ceased fire.
Chase, put that down.
Yeah, but he had already pumped.
You're going to put an eye out.
He had already pumped 4 or 5 shots out there, and Stephen was hit multiple times. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That hurt so much. That's right.
We got them all, folks.
He was T&R in the hospital, but, you know. Anyhow, and
for him, it sounds like his quote unquote friend was using birdshot,
something like that, and don't know what the distance was or anything like that. Anyway, shotgun toting guy was charged with reckless endangerment, and Stephen was presented with Stupidity of the Day Award. I'm going to stand in the dark and make animal noises. Nothing bad could come from that.
Shouldn't people like that go to the back of the line, the hospital?
And they might have been partying. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because after all, when you have a bonfire in the middle of the backyard in New York State, I'm sure they're drinking Kool-Aid.
Yeah, they took the Kool-Aid on.
Or root beer or something like that.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy brand new signature treats like chocolate chip pie, toffee, and spiked pecans. Pick up a Royalty Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
The most spectacular furniture sale is happening at Ashley Furniture Home Store. Save up to 20% during our 48-hour sale going on right now. That's right, 20% off everything in the store. Save on living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, sofas, recliners, mattresses, and accessories. Or get 24-month no-interest, no-down-payment financing. Everything is priced at 20% off for the sale. But you have to hurry in for the sale and save up to 20% off at Ashley Furniture Home Store of College Station. The clock is ticking, so hurry in. See store for details.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:18. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's November the 28th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Today is, of course, National French Toast Day.
Oh, really?
Oh, oui, oui.
Really?
French Toast Day.
Well.
Do we call that anything in that period when we weren't saying French fries?
I don't think we called it Freedom Toast or anything
like that.
Surrender Toast.
Question
whatever.
Is, do you make French toast at home, or do you only eat it when you go out?
I only eat it when I go out.
Oh, no, we make it at home.
It's a good way to get rid of old bread, probably.
Soak it in butter and fry it.
Yeah, put some milk, eggs in there.
Yeah, you got to put some eggs in there. Oh, sure.
Excuse me, sorry. Obviously, I've never made it.
Yeah.
Well, you just
know that you order it and magically comes out of that kitchen, right?
Well, most of the time, I couldn't tell you the last time I had French toast that I didn't find it on a buffet. I was like, French toast.
Yeah, huh.
And the only way I know it's French is because the syrup's right next to it.
Yeah.
It's like, so I'm supposed to put this on there.
Yeah. Maybe some powdered sugar on there, you know.
No, that'd be asking too much. You and I obviously don't you diet the high-end breakfast buffets, I see.
Well, and there are moisture questions there, too, if all you do is put some sort of a compote or
compote.
Powdered sugar on it.
Compote?
Scott's at the really high-end breakfast place.
That's a fancy word for jelly. For preserves.
My preserves come in mason jars at my house.
I understand.
So.
Yeah. But,
there you go.
Yeah, I think buffets are about the only place. Yeah, we have.
Yeah,
we've talked about that.
Scott's eating at the breakfast buffet. He's got them waffles, the omelet stations.
Yeah, exactly. Let me have some. Oh, here, put some of that in there, too. I'll wait. I didn't want that. Start over. Yeah, okay.
Anything else we're celebrating?
Cyber Monday, but we already knew about
there
that.
There you go.
Told us about that.
Birthdays today. Berry Gordy Jr. turns 82 years old. He's the Motown founder, of course. Singer Randy Newman is 68 years old. Sing about short people, didn't he?
He did.
Does he still love L.A.?
Yeah, I love L.A. He's that guy, too. Yeah.
There you go. Paul Schaefer, the musician, who's the band leader of the David Letterman show, is 62 years old. Actor Ed Harris turned 61 today. Actor Judd Nelson turns 52 years old. And John Stewart's birthday is today. He turns 49 years old.
The news source for an unfortunately large group of people.
Yeah, there you go. And that's really odd. Wait, there's a wrestler here. A ballet dancer, excuse me.
Toe dancer.
Alexander Gutunov.
Right.
Yeah, he defected
Sounds
from Russia.
Sounds more like a wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah, defected from Russia.
He's
62.
Yeah, and he was the guy, if you'll remember, who had the long blonde stringy hair there in Die Hard, who got end up hung by a chain.
There you go.
That's Alexander Gutunov.
Well, there's a pleasant thought first.
Yeah. Sure, just that's who he'd be, though.
That's
and Gary Hart?
Ah, didn't have him.
Gary.
Yeah, take a ride on a boat there.
Gary's 75 years old.
Yeah,
today.
Here, take my picture with this girl.
Again.
No, you know, maybe you better
was,
not.
He was well on his way to getting the nomination.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He was the leader.
Now, he wouldn't have beaten Reagan, but he was still well on his way.
He was. once again, just the, at that time, the latest episode of a continuing saga. That has continued, obviously, and reached to a higher office.
A womanizing politician?
Now, what are the chances?
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, if you're President Obama, you are in real, real big trouble when Chris Matthews, who gets a thrill up his leg, turns against you.
What's he going to do in the second term? More of this? Is this it? Is this as good as it gets? Where are we going? We got to do something in the second term? He has yet to tell us. He has not said one thing about what he'd do in his second term. He never tells what he's going to do with reforming our health care systems, Medicare, Medicaid, how he's going to reform Social Security. Is he going to deal with long-term debt? How? Is he going to reform the tax system? How? Just tell us. Why are we in this fight with him?
Not like the old days like this.
The feeling most people get when they hear a Barack Obama speech, I felt this thrill going up my leg.
Maybe Sean and Cadell were right. Maybe maybe the president should bow out of this race.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Introducing OnStar FMV, for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar, for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911 center.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical. Tekel and Nellis. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
Hey, Acme Glass around for almost 65 years, bringing you glass when you need it and when you want it. And, you know, it's actually turned a little cool. I know, in the middle of the summer, we don't think it will, but I mention that because temperature changes can have a profound effect on that little pop that you have in that windshield, because then it can turn to a crack and go all the way across or up and down your window, and you know, that's a problem. So folks at Acme Glass want to remind you, if you get that little pop, swing by either of their locations, one in Bryan or one in College Station, let them repair that for you so that when we have these changes in temperature, you don't have that little pop turn into a crack and end up being a serious or a dangerous situation for you. And, of course, if you do need to get your windshield replaced, Acme Glass can do that for you. They have most everything in stock. If not, they can get it usually same day, certainly the next day, and you can get that windshield replaced. Now, if you get the windshield replaced and you get one of those aforementioned little pops because something gets thrown up into your windshield, they'll fix that for you free for the life of the windshield. That's the kind of work that you can expect from Acme Glass. That's what's kept them here for 65 years. They are the go-to place for Lots of folks, when they need and want glass, should be the same for you. Be sure and talk to them about on-site location, installation, that is, so that they can come to your location and fix or replace your glass right there to make it easy for you. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, it's Acme Glass.
Stock futures soar. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Steve Knight. Looks like the stock market will open a lot higher today. Stock futures are pointing to a strong opening. S&P futures are up 31 points. Dow futures are up 238 points. Stocks in Asia were also way up today, boosted by a strong start of the U.S. holiday shopping season. A record 226 million shoppers visited stores and websites over the holiday. ShopperTrack reports that sales on Black Friday were 7% more than a year ago. And the National Retail Federation says the average shopper spent nearly $400, about $35 more than last year. And, of course, today is Cyber Monday. Major retailers report their November sales on Thursday. This morning, the International Monetary Fund is denying a published report in Italy that it's preparing a 600 billion euro bailout fund for Italy. Italy is struggling to manage its public debt, which amounts to nearly 120% of the country's total economy. I'm Steve Knight with the Dow Jones Money Report.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now, because you won't find better quality in a pre-engineered steel building. And we're offering rebates up to $20,000 to help you build today. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And the rebate of up to $20,000 is money that can go right to your bottom line. General Steel, your best option to build, and we will not be undersold. You could spend thousands more than you should on a new building, but you won't beat the quality of General Steel. So if you're thinking about building, call General Steel right now for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-96-STEEL. That's 866-96-STEEL. Learn how to save even more with rebates up to $20,000. Call 866-96-STEEL. That's 866-967-8335.
The Customs of Christmas. Along with the customs of Christmas come the familiar words, "'Twas the night before Christmas." Do you know who first tucked his child into bed with this poem? I'll tell you in a moment.
This year, Galleria Day Spa takes pride in bringing you the customs of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW. You're invited to listen to these original, heartwarming stories about the most wonderful time of the year. Keep listening for the customs of Christmas, brought to you three times daily by Galleria Day Spa, voted best day spa in this year's Best of the Brazos survey. Shop Galleria Day Spa for all of your gift giving this year. And remember to listen to the customs of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Customs of Christmas. In 1822, Dr. Clement Moore gave us one more of our holiday customs. Dr. Moore, a minister, wrote a poem called A Visit from St. Nicholas for his children. It was later printed without his permission. He didn't put much stock in his poetic creation, and it wasn't until 1838, when the poem became popular, that he claimed credit for it. Today, when we think of Christmas, we think of the plump, white-bearded man who lived in Dr. Moore's imagination. 'Twas the night before Christmas, another custom of Christmas.
Hey, good morning. It's 628. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. High today will only be about 59. Winds will be calm, though. They'll lay back a little bit. Low temperature tonight, 35 once again. Then we'll be in the 60s for the balance of the week, and low temperatures will probably be in the 30s or 40s until we get to the end of the week. There's a slight chance of rain mentioned on Friday. We'll see. Humidity 64%. Now winds are from the west at 6. We have a chill factor of 28 and an air temperature of 33.
You don't really need to do a lot of exercise in order to lose weight. In fact, it can be done in 15 minutes. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
You want to lose weight and get in shape, but you just don't have the time. Well, that excuse may be out the window.
This is very exciting. In the last 2 years, there have been a couple studies. One in 2010 showed that 15 minutes of resistance training is just as effective at burning calories as a workout lasting more than twice as long.
Jeff Sitari, executive editor at Men's Health Magazine, which has just released the big book of 15-minute workouts.
And then a year before that, there was another study that showed that 15 minutes of exercise a day can extend your life by 3 years and reduce your risk of life-threatening diseases. So there aren't any more excuses. You can find 15 minutes in your day.
Eating the right kind of breakfast is also going to help you lose weight.
You know, there was a study that showed that women who ate a high-protein breakfast of 600 calories lost more weight and kept it off longer than a group of similar women who didn't eat protein but ate carbohydrates of the same number of calories. Because what happens is that carbohydrates end up raising your blood sugar and you're almost immediately hungry after you're finished eating. But protein, like eggs, that sticks with you.
Another simple way to lose weight is to eat at home more often.
The government did a study and showed that when you eat out at restaurants, you consume 500 or more calories than you would if you ate at home.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 35 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 60. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. They care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A second incident in a restaurant parking lot has led to a College Station man's second arrest in roughly 4 months. A woman called College Station police last Monday saying a man parked next to her at McDonald's on Rock Prairie was exposing himself while sitting in his vehicle. The suspect description matched that of a similar case police worked in July. The description of the suspect plus his vehicle description led police to 21-year-old Calvin Coffer. Coffer was arrested and charged with indecent exposure. First-time college students going to classes in January are reminded to be vaccinated for meningitis. Julie Anderson with the Brazos County Health Department says the vaccine has to be administered 10 days before starting school.
Yes, there is a college requirement to have the meningitis vaccine by January 2012, and so those students are kind of thinking about registering right now. So, yes, before they go home or as they're getting ready to head home or to be thinking and strategizing on where to get the vaccine, either from the health department or from their private providers. And like I said, even pharmacies now are offering the vaccine.
More information is available on the interview page of WTAW.com. The health department does have a limited supply of free vaccinations for those who qualify. Meantime, more parents are opting out of school shots for their kids. An Associated Press analysis finds that in 8 states, more than 1 in 20 public school kindergartners aren't getting all the vaccines required for attendance. That's because more parents are seeking exemptions so their kids can skip some of those shots. Health officials are worried that could lead to a breakout of diseases like measles or whooping cough. The AP found that more than half the states have seen at least a slight raise in the rate of vaccine exemptions in the last 5 years. States with the highest exemption rates are in the West and Upper Midwest. Alaska has the highest opt-out rate at 9%. When the Bryan City Council holds its next retreat early next year, topics will include possible consolidation of economic development efforts. At the last council meeting, Mike Sutherland said the city is giving money to at least 13 organizations. He pointed to the Convention and Visitors Bureau as a way the city could spend its money more wisely.
If you heard that presentation from Shannon Overby this afternoon, she was talking about contacts and sales and how they increase the heads in beds in town above the other cities around here, or the people that they measure with. And I think that we need to have an effort like that to get us back on track and get us ahead of some others in economic development.
Among those opposed to Sutherland's original motion to postpone authorizing contracts to two agencies was City Manager Keene Register.
We're already in the new fiscal year for all the organizations that we've already approved, and they're operating under that budget at this point. And it would bother me if I was in one of those organizations that you go through the city's budget process and you think your funding's approved, and then suddenly it's not. Then you, as that organization, you have to, I guess, back up and reorganize.
After Sutherland withdrew his original motion, the contracts were approved on a 4-2 vote. Analysts expect pretty good news when the automakers release their November sales numbers later this week.
Edmunds.com predicts five brands will see November sales gains of at least 3% year over year: BMW, Chrysler, Ford, Toyota, and Volkswagen. The industry watcher thinks most of the Asian automakers will be down and GM sales flat. The industry has benefited from pent-up demand. Cadillac VP Don Butler says that goes for the luxury vehicles as well.
Much of our sales happens through leases. And many people have been extending that, for sure. But at a certain point, again, particularly for luxury consumers, you want what's new, you want what's next.
November could be the carmaker's best month this year. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
And for the first time in more than a decade, computers in the Brazos County judicial system will run new software. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the transition will take up to 2 years.
2000, when the software that we currently own was purchased, and they really hadn't been too many people happy with it. We've had some problems with it, but I really believe that we've done enough on investigation into this one that I think we're going to be much happier with this software. I think it's going to work much better.
Again, that's County Judge Dwayne Peters. Peters says the upgrade impacts deputies issuing tickets through the court system throughout computers. The original price tag, more than $5 million, was pared down to $3.8 million during 2 years of negotiations. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 35 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Have you ever noticed when you get sick, it's often the worst time to find a place open to get you well? We did too. That's why we created St. Joseph Express. Open early, open late, weekends and holidays. Drive up, walk in, get seen by a doctor, and get on your way. Fast. One in Bryan, one in College Station. Patients love the convenience and the quality of care. Outstanding. But that's not uncommon when the trusted name of St. Joseph is on the door. Learn more. saint-joseph.org/express.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Hi, Tom Turbeville here. It was several years ago after a hailstorm in College Station that I found myself in need of a new roof, and that was a first for me. Didn't really know how to go about arranging for that, how to file for the insurance, how to get a clue on how much I'd be paying out of my pocket. Really thought what a hassle this is going to be. Well, it wasn't, because I called Schulte Roofing. They did so much more than just put on a new roof, which they did in a day and a half professionally. And then, of course, did all the cleanup. I just had to sit and watch. Now, before they started, David came out, explained clearly all my options as far as the grade of roof I could get, the different warranties that came with, and right then and there told me to the penny how much I'd get from insurance and how much would be left for me to pay. So there were no questions. And something I thought would be a massive ordeal was quite simple for me. Call them at 1-800-4-ROOF or go to their website, SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing. The home of the bulletproof roof.
Don't be confused by the name change. We're in the same location with the same great dentists. We just have a new name. At Arendt's Family Dentistry, formerly Care Plus Dental on Villa Maria, Dr. Jim and Karen Arendt's have provided excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. Using state-of-the-art technologies in every procedure, Arendt's Family Dentistry is able to offer the big city benefits of dental care with a small-town feel. Call 268-1407 or visit arendtsdds.com. That's A-R-E-N-T-S-D-D-S. CDS.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by the College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, know where to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
High pressure building over Texas results in lots of sunshine for today. Temperatures will be cool today, but they'll start to warm up a little bit as we head through the week. We'll see partly to mostly sunny weather, a high close to 60 today. Clear and chilly tonight, 30 to 35. Sunshine for tomorrow, highs 60 to 65. Tomorrow night clear, lows near 35. Wednesday mostly sunny. Temperatures will be close to 65 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. We sent Tom off into the cold and the chill to be with us at Blue Baker because we're starting our Christmas Angels thing today. So he'll be joining us from there. In the meantime, sports, about half the teams playing won and the other half lost. And how about that Texas A&M men's basketball team having a close battle with one of the
that was a lackluster game.
One of the otherlings.
Yeah.
Yeah, scored, what, 50 points?
56.
56 points?
56.
Yeah, well, okay. Only saving grace is Texas scored that many against Sam Houston State as well over the weekend.
Yeah, you know, everybody has bad games. I mean, yeah. It's mm-hmm.
How's the crowd?
The crowd was surprisingly good.
Well, that's excellent.
Dare I say, I was shocked at the crowd.
Ethan. Oh, good. So, yeah. Hope they keep coming back.
Better than six grand. So.
All right. Coach Kennedy will be on the basketball talk call-in show tonight, 7 o'clock right here on 1620. I think it's at Wings and More on University if you want to go by. But he'll be answering some questions about that. Poor Lady Aggies had to come back from the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with going there.
But you do have to come back.
You do. Now, just kind of as an aside to all of that stuff, you know, saw Steve Miller Thanksgiving night. We were chatting up there in the area of where the conditions are controlled. And it was about 10:45 on Thanksgiving night. And turned on the broadcast of the women Aggie basketball game from the Bahamas at 2 in the afternoon, and there's Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. Get Tom to tell you that story because he asked him about it.
Did
so,
he?
Yeah.
It's, again, probably not dealing with too much sleep there. But nonetheless, yeah, we'll talk about that. But we do invite you, Tom will tell you more about that, but we do invite you to stop by Blue Baker and pick up an Angel.
Which one is?
He's going to be on University Drive today,
okay,
this so morning.
There you are.
Yeah, enjoy that. Let's see, politics. Newt Gingrich got himself a big endorsement from the Manchester Union Leader, which is the most conservative newspaper in New Hampshire. And I think it's worth noting that the Union Leader also, of course, endorsed Governor Pete DuPont in 1988 and Steve Forbes in 2000 and Pat Buchanan in 92 and 96. And
so what you're saying is their track record is impeccable.
It's just outstanding.
All right.
But nonetheless, I mean, it's a newspaper that people have heard of. The thing that may be interesting is now we have to remember that, and again, Newt Gingrich is the smartest guy in real big rooms, okay? He's got a lot of really interesting ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Like the idea he said he'd be glad to debate Obama and he'd let the president use a teleprompter. I mean, just he has some ideas that have turned people's heads. But the bottom line is, if you'll remember, his organization basically fired him a few months ago. They said, no, that's all right. We don't want to work here anymore. So he's got about 5 weeks before the vote has to take place, and he's got to, I don't know, build some sort of an organization in Iowa,
mm-hmm.
if he has one, and we don't know much about it. And he's, you know, going around in cars and stuff and talking to a lot of people, and that's a wonderful thing to do in that kind of a area where you can have retail-type campaigning. But don't know how much money he's got. Certainly there's some popularity there, but he does need to have an organization. Now, Bill Clinton chatted with the Newsmax people. That's a fairly right-leaning website. Fairly open about Newt Gingrich, said he likes the idea, that he is smart and that he has some ideas as far as solving problems. Quoting the former president, he's articulate and he tries to think of a conservative version
of an idea that will solve a legitimate problem. He cites two things that Gingrich said in last week's debate. One was his stance on immigration reform, which again was coming at it from the idea of don't break families up if they are established in the United States. And for Clinton's money, that is somewhere between President Bush's plan and President Obama's plan. And then the other thing that he liked was Gingrich's plan to give workers an option to invest their Social Security retirement funds privately. But at the same time, he guaranteed that if the markets tank, then the workers would not receive less money than if they had stayed with the old Social Security system. So giving them an opportunity to kind of go out on their own, but there would be a safety net there from the federal government, which is, again, a rather revolutionary idea. Condoleezza Rice on Face the Nation yesterday, she's talking about during the Bush White House, their response to Hurricane Katrina. She was on vacation during the crisis, and she said, on Thursday, her quote, on Thursday morning I woke up, there I was in New York, and I thought, how could I have been so stupid to not realize that you are not just the Secretary of State, but you're one of the President's closest advisors. This is a national tragedy, and most importantly, you are the highest-ranking African-American in the administration, and Katrina has a tragically black face, end quote.
Interesting.
Yeah, Condoleezza Rice talking about that.
Well, it sounds like she's pretty self-critical about it.
Well, yeah, and again, we certainly will be critical of politicians or bureaucrats in the midst of a real true-life crisis, and for her to go ahead and man up, I hate to say that, to it is
own it. How about that?
There you go. Owning it would be good. Now, I don't know if I can find this audio this morning, but apparently a little bit of testy exchange taking place in a House hearing the other day, having to do with drilling in the wildlife refuge in Alaska. Mm-hmm. Don Young, who's been a congressman for a long, long time, he was questioning one Doug Brinkley. Doug Brinkley is an author, is a lecturer at Rice University. And after basically calling the testimony of Brinkley garbage, he then called Brinkley Dr. Rice.
Oops.
Confusing him with where he works. And so, as a result, it was at that time that...
I got the audio.
Oh, you got the audio?
It's a minute and a half.
Okay, this is where he interrupts him. Okay.
Mr. Young.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank the chairman, and thanks for having this hearing. I will tell you, if you ever want to see an exercise in futility, it's this hearing. That side's already made up his mind. This side has already made up his mind. And I call it garbage, Dr. Rice. It comes from a mouth.
Dr. Brinkley, Rice is a university.
Well, okay, I
know
you
went to Dr.
Rice.
I'll call
you anything I want to
graduate.
Call you sitting in that chair.
Well,
you just be quiet.
Well, but
you
why?
Be quiet.
You don't own me.
I
pay your salary.
You, I can tell you right now.
The gentleman will suspend, and I'll remind members, and I'll remind witnesses.
I work for the private sector. You work for the
Mr.
sector.
Mr. Brinkley, you are invited here to testimony, and we look forward to your testimony. You got the time to say what at least was on your mind within the
garbage
time
and call me Mr. Rice. I needed to correct the record.
Mr. Brinkley.
Okay.
We see a lot of people here, and from time to time we make faux pas. Nobody is perfect here.
You just made one right there.
Yeah.
But to interrupt breaks the comedy of what we're trying. We're going to have disagreements here. You've already seen that.
He called me.
We try to do that in a way that is civil.
In the word Mr. Rice.
Mr. Brinkley.
You would do that if somebody said that to your name, too.
Mr. Brinkley, I've been called a lot of things in my time.
I wouldn't call you that. You're a good congressman.
Mr. Brinkley, do you want to continue sitting at this panel?
Yes.
Okay, then, please, follow the rules.
Shut your pie
hole.
What
I'm suggesting,
Mr. Young.
Mr. Brinkley. Thank you.
Yeah.
So there you are.
You sit there and be quiet. I'll call you anything I want.
Well, you had two monumental egos going after one another is what you had.
Now, Brinkley's a bomb thrower. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
And generally, I think... Folks in oil drilling states, with the exception of Mr. Brinkley, the majority of people would agree with what Young says, and that is a very small section of this province that we are trying to drill in, and it's not going to ruin wildlife as we know it. However, he did say the people who camp up there are elitists. elitist?
Young said that, or briefly?
Yeah, Young did.
Oh, okay.
Young said there's the, he said there, I've been up there. He said there are elitist campers. I don't know what that means. I kind of thought that was roughing it. But nonetheless, Don Young is kind of a joke. I guess he's the biggest joke of the Alaska Alaska delegation now that, what's his name? Who's the old guy? Ted Stevens. Oh. Now that Ted Stevens is gone, Don Young is pretty much your joke. But really saying you sit right there and I'll call you anything I want? Wow.
As I said, two monumental egos going after one another.
That's it. All right, 6:49.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's time for Expo 2011, Saturday, December 3rd, from 8 till 2. Producers will offer big savings and information to help you be successful in your ag operation with CEU credits for private applicators and super one-day-only specials on everything for the farm and ranch. Visit the booths of over 50 manufacturers and suppliers, lock in great prices, and win fabulous door prizes. Experience Producers Expo 2011, Saturday, December 3rd, on Texas Avenue, just north of 21.
Odds are you probably enjoy gardening or you wouldn't be listening right now, and odds also are that you do not have a home hobby greenhouse. Most folks don't. Now, that might be worth looking into, as greenhouses give true gardeners a touch back to nature in even the coldest and darkest of times. However, greenhouses aren't the topic we're going to cover in today's class. We're going to look into the next best alternative, a windowsill garden. I'll have details right after this message. My 2012 Texas Garden Calendar is a single publication that gives you all the details of when to do everything in your landscape and garden. It's my 29th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. I've completely revised and updated all of the information. It tells you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. Every word of it written just for Texas, more than 12,000 words. I saved my best photographs. It's the prettiest of the 29 calendars we've published to date. We have it finished, and we're ready to start mailing. Both the calendar and the magazine have won top national awards, and the magazine is Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You can save one-third on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine, satisfaction guaranteed. All of that, just $38.95. The calendar alone will pay for that. Great holiday gifts. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. There are some wonderful plants you can grow in extremely tight quarters. So whether you have an acre for a greenhouse or an apartment, the playing field here is completely level. South and east windows generally work best for a windowsill garden. Light that comes into them is bright, yet it's really not intense. Be sure, of course, that evergreen trees and large shrubs near those windows won't block the sun for any prolonged period. Start by determining whether you'd like to embellish your window by changing it out to an attractive bay window. If you only want a couple of plants, it's probably not worth that expense, but if you enjoy collecting and growing a group of miniature plants, you may need more room. A bay window can add several more square feet and more uniform lighting to the plant's environment. Next, you want to decide on whether you want shelves. Two or three glass shelves will let you layer your plants. Again, if you're growing tiny specimens that will never outgrow their surroundings, that might be a grand opportunity. Use a plastic plant tray or some other means of protecting the actual wood windowsill from accumulating moisture. If you have blinds or drapes, be careful in closing them on the room side of your plants on cold winter nights. Windowsills that are cut off from the flow of warm air can actually freeze, especially if plants come in direct contact with a single pane glass or if it's really cold outside. Start with quality plants that are healthy and vigorous. Fertilize them sparingly from that point on. Your goal is to maintain them status quo and not to let them grow. Of course, a certain amount of nutrition will be required just to keep those plants attractive. Don't allow your little window plants to dry out, especially during the warmer months. Rotate your plants every week or two so that their growth will remain rounded and attractive. Watch for early signs of insects and mites. Plants grown indoors will have no natural predators. Other pest problems, learn to look carefully. Some of the plants I would recommend for a small windowsill garden, Haworthias. These resemble tiny aloe plants. I have about 300 different kinds of Haworthias, and you can grow them in very little space. Peperomias are succulent sub-shrubs and trailing plants. They often have colorfully variegated leaves, and there are some wonderful smaller types. Same with crassulas. The jade plant is a classic example, but there are lots of other ones. And cacti. Choose small types that clump rather than tall cylindrical species. And finally, tillandsias. These are the smallest of the bromeliads. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
It's Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a first look at your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. It was a good weekend for both A&M basketball teams. The men endured a 14-0 run by A&M Corpus Christi late on Saturday, but pulled away and beat the Islanders 56-43. Elston Turner scored 14 points for the Aggies, who run their record now to 4-1. Ray Turner scored 13 points. After the game, Coach Billy Kennedy.
We're glad we got the win. On the positive side, I thought when they made a run, I thought some guys made some tough plays. Ray Turner's loose ball in front of our bench was a big play. That was good to see. But for whatever reason, we're having a hard time being consistent with our effort and consistent offensively with some efficiency, some decision-making. Our guard play's got to get better with their decisions.
The Aggies will host Alcorn State Wednesday at 7 o'clock. The fifth-ranked women's team have yet another trophy as they won the Junkanoo Jam in the Bahamas with wins over Temple and then Iowa. Sydney Carter was named the MVP of the tournament as she scored 21 in the win over the Hawkeyes Saturday. The now 5-0 Aggies are back on the road next Sunday when they go play Purdue in West Lafayette. Then it's at UConn at TCU before their next home game, December the 18th, with Southern Cal. Brazos Valley High School football teams took it on the chin in the playoffs over the weekend. In 3A, Navasota's season ended with a 56-46 loss to top-ranked Chapel Hill. In 2A, two Brazos Valley teams played each other, and Lexington eliminated Franklin 23-13. So Lexington will meet ARP Friday at the Waco ISD Stadium. In six-man playoffs, it was Calvert falling to Richland Springs 72-22, and Brazos Christian lost to Hallettsville Sacred Heart in overtime 30-23. The Aggie volleyball team got a regular season ending win at Iowa State Saturday, and Coach Lori Corbelli thinks that that's what gave her team the edge yesterday when it was announced that A&M will host a first and second round NCAA tournament field at Reed Arena. The 22-7 Aggies will meet Lipscomb Thursday evening right after the 4:30 match between Kentucky and Dayton. The two winners will play Friday at 6:30 for a trip to the Sweet 16 in Lexington. Well, college football over the weekend saw no real upsets. In the Big 12, Oklahoma whipped up on Iowa State, so that makes next Saturday's Bedlam game in Stillwater for the Big 12 title and a berth in the Fiesta Bowl. OSU could win it outright, or OU could share it, but win head-to-head tiebreakers over OSU and possibly Kansas State. The best game of the day was at Jerry's World, where Baylor quarterback Robert Griffin III got his bell rung and didn't play the second half against Texas Tech, but the Bears decided to burn the red shirt of junior Nick Florence, and he threw two touchdown passes in a 66-42 win over the Red Raiders. Tech ends its season with five straight losses after they beat Oklahoma and is not bowl eligible and has their first losing season in 19 years. In the last border war for a while, Missouri beat Kansas 24-10. Kansas finishes without a Big 12 win, and Coach Turner Gill finishes without a job. He was fired yesterday. He was 5-19 in 2 years at Lawrence. The Big 12 will have eight bowl-eligible teams and just seven bowl tie-ins, but the Big 12 runner-up could also get a BCS bid. As for Texas A&M's bowl destination, well, ESPN publishes two predictors. One says the Aggs will meet Northwestern in the Meineke Care Car Bowl in Houston, and another has them meeting Nebraska in the Insight Bowl in Tempe. CBS Sports has A&M versus Penn State in Houston. College Football News has A&M versus Rutgers in the Pinstripe Bowl in New York. Five college football coaches are losing their jobs after disappointing campaigns. An Arizona State official tells the AP that Dennis Erickson is out as the Sun Devils coach. Illinois has fired Ron Zook. We told you Kansas fired Turner Gill. Memphis fired Larry Porter. And Neil Callaway is out at Alabama Birmingham. And the Houston Astros have fired general manager Ed Wade, team president Tal Smith also. The move comes less than a week after the sale of the team to Jim Crane was officially completed. Houston Texans win over Jacksonville 20-13, but they lose their backup quarterback, Matt Leinart. He may be out for the season, leaving the Texans with T.J. Yates and Kellen Clemens at QB. That's your sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange in College Station. To celebrate our best year ever, we are selling our diamond stud earrings for 50% off. The big box stores, the chains, the independents, or the internet do not match our quality and price. We have hundreds to choose from 1/4 carat to 2 carat size, and if we don't have what you want, we can make it for you. Remember, we have the largest selection in town of over 5,000 new diamond, platinum, gold, and silver beautiful jewelry items. From soldier to soldier bracelets, gold or silver coins, sterling silver to 4-carat diamonds, we have something for everyone on your Christmas list.
Call us at 846-2400 or come see us at the Jewelry and Coin Exchange at 313 College Avenue in College Station, where your dreams come true within your budget.
I would like to thank you for voting us the best of the Brazos Valley for buying gold and diamonds.
Folks everywhere know that fiber global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
Brazos Valley weather forecast, about 60 for a high today, 35 for a low again tonight, and then tomorrow about 62 or so. Right now it's 33, chill factors 28. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
I command all those assembled.
Police again ordering protesters to stop camping out in Los Angeles.
Occupy!
But the anti-Wall Street crowd has refused, ignoring a midnight deadline with no arrests so far. Earlier, LAPD Commander Andrew Smith said,
last thing we want to do is use force. There's no officer out there that wants to use force. We're hoping we can get voluntary compliance from everybody.
Now, a similar situation is also playing out at Occupy Philadelphia. In Egypt, they're voting after a week of protests after the uprising that ousted the president back in February. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
And there's a strong turnout.
I'm so happy. We can, for the very first time, give our votes to the people who deserve.
And that, for many voters, maybe Egypt's Islamists, whose party campaigned. Yeah, it's been one of the most high-profile there. It's almost a year since protesters ousted long-term dictator President Hosni Mubarak. Today's vote is for Parliament. The election will last several months and will wrap up in the spring, Dave.
Alistair, it's called Cyber Monday after a big record shopping weekend. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Dave, today's Cyber Monday sales could hit a record of $1.2 billion.
More than double the amount of searches for the term Cyber Monday from last year. It's the number one hot term on Google.
Dan Schock, the retail director for Google. This coming right after Black Friday's record-breaking sales. The National Retail Federation's reporting sales of $52.4 billion in stores and online over the Thanksgiving four-day weekend with a record 226 million shoppers. Dave?
According to all the shopping, has Wall Street in a buying mood? Rising futures suggest a big opening bell surge. Syracuse has fired assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine, now accused of child sexual abuse by a third man. Fine's denied the allegations, but Syracuse head coach Jim Boeheim, who called the first accusers liars, says he stands by the decision to fire Fine and regrets earlier statements. Fox News Radio, Farron Bell.
Introducing OnStar FMV, for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar, for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911 center.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical. To Kel and Nellis, my subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
Take one look around. You'll notice when it comes to eye care, everybody talks about how their services are better. Maybe they'll cost less. Just keep in mind one very important thing. Eye care is a lot like many other things in life. You get what you pay for. And I hope you think your eyes deserve the best, because they do. Your eyes are worth it. That's why I want you to let the professionals at Texas Regional Eye Center take care of all your eye care needs. Doctors Kaufman, Perkins, and Wuthrich are here to meet your needs. Everything from exams to glasses and contacts and, of course,
LASIK, you knew I had to talk about that. Ask your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Chances are most of them had their LASIK surgery done at Texas Regional Eye Center. If you're worried about the cost, remember, they offer 24 months interest-free financing. There is no reason to go anywhere else. All your eye care needs and 24 months interest-free financing on LASIK, there's only one place, Texas Regional Eye Center. For excellence in eye care, you'll see the difference with Texas Regional Eye Center. Go to TexasRegionalEye.com. TexasRegionalEye.com.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Now's the time when you're planning on what kind of Christmas cards to get. One kind to go to family and friends, and another kind to go to customers and associates. Why make all that extra work for yourself? Customize your very own Christmas cards this year at Copy Corner. You can even use company logos. So stop making multiple trips to the store when you forget to send a card to your dear great Uncle Larry. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY. That's 694-2679. Or go by their store on Texas Avenue in College Station across from Outback.
Travelers Insurance Company, Hartford Insurance, Safeco Insurance, Kemper Insurance, America First Insurance, Hoheim Prairie Insurance, United Fire Insurance, Texas Mutual, CNA Insurance, Allied Insurance. Hi, this is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. That was a list of just some of the over 30 insurance companies that our agency represents. Different companies offer different rates for different people. The question is, how do you know which company will offer you the best rate? The answer is simple. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555 the next time you need insurance. We will match you with the company that offers you the best rate, and we will give you exceptional service. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're known by the companies we keep.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. With your support, Hospice Brazos Valley continues to be the leader in palliative care, dedicated to improving our quality of care and the number of services we provide. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy brand new signature treats like chocolate chip pie, toffee, and spiked pecans. Pick up a Royalty Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
WTAW News Time, 707, 35 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 59. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A College Station man faces a charge of indecent exposure for the second time in roughly 4 months. A woman called police last Monday and said a man parked next to her at McDonald's on Rock Prairie was exposing himself. The description she provided led police to believe it was the same suspect in a similar case at another College Station restaurant in July. 21-year-old Calvin Coffer was arrested and charged with indecent exposure. State officials have thrown local health departments a curve as time is running out for first-time college students to get vaccinated for meningitis. Julie Anderson at the Brazos County Health Department says financial assistance is available.
As you might imagine, though, with a vaccine that's going to be in heavy demand, the health department, we don't ever keep huge stockpiles of any vaccine like this, and this has been a sudden reactionary change. So we have only about, I would say, about 50 to 75 doses at any given time.
You can hear and read more information about the new laws. Just go to our website and the interview page of WTAW.com. Vaccinations have to be given no later than 10 days before the start of school. The list of economic development agencies affiliated with the city of Bryan sounds like the alphabet, and that led Councilman Mike Sutherland at the last council meeting to call on postponing contracts with two agencies.
Not counting the TIFs and TERS. They're involved. There's 13 individuals or entities involved in economic development in Bryan, people that we pay. We have a contract employee, the Arts Council, the CVB, the DBA, the RVP, the BBC. We have the Next Generation Park now, BTUs involved in economic development, the Chamber of Commerce, and then the City Council ultimately.
Mayor Jason Byinski was among the council majority wanting to authorize the contract since the spending was approved during budget talks last summer. Byinski says the topic does merit future discussion.
There's boards that Paul and I serve on with the Brazos County, City of Bryan, Next Gen Park, and then I serve on the RVP. We've got folks here that serve on the BTU deal. So, you know, and I don't necessarily know everything that Art does on his committee and what Paul might do on his, but that way we can talk about it. And again, in addition to what we do in-house with our Dennis Gehring and his group.
In the end, Sutherland withdrew his motion to postpone, then voted against the contracts. They still passed on a 4-2 vote. A recent purchase approved by Brazos County Commissioners isn't very flashy except for the price tag. At almost $4 million, the county's replacing computer software that County Judge Dwayne Peters says affects the entire criminal justice system.
From the time somebody might get a ticket or get stopped, all the way through the prosecution and through the courts, about $3.8 million is what that contract was. The original contract that they offer was for $5.1 million, I believe. But we were able to pare some things out of there, and we had some good negotiators in there.
Peter says the new software, which will take up to 2 years to install, replaces a system that's been in use since 2000. From Black Friday to Cyber Monday, it's a big online shopping day for many people, but it also means scammers will try to make a quick buck.
Jules Polonetsky with futureofprivacy.org says scammers consider Cyber Monday a big payday. He says watch out for emails with deals too good to be true and links that are unfamiliar to you.
If you're interested, type the site in, go to www.yourfavoritesite, get there directly and look for that little lock in the corner that indicates that you're at a secure site.
In addition, he says be careful with sites that are designed to look like your favorite store but may lead you to an unsecured domain site that will leave your information at risk. Austin York, TSN News.
And more Americans than ever before took the Black Friday bait of big discounts and earlier than usual store openings. A record 226 million shoppers visited stores and websites during the four-day holiday weekend starting on Thanksgiving Day. That's up from 212 million last year. The National Retail Federation says the average holiday shopper spent $398.62. That's up from a little more than $365 just a year ago. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 35 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. As we move forward into fall, please keep us in mind when updating your home for holiday guests. Whether you have new construction or just need a makeover, Zwirneman Flooring can help. Call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
It's official. Bob Yancey's support for lower taxes, ending wasteful spending, and supporting free markets earns the backing of Texans for fiscal responsibility. The group says Bob Yancey will put innovative free market principles to work in Austin, cutting costs and making government more efficient. The Texas Alliance for Life PAC endorses Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey is backed by the Brazos County Farm Bureau and Bryan College Station Realtors. A constitutional conservative, Bob Yancey earned A ratings from the National Rifle Association of America Political Victory Fund and the Texas State Rifle Association PAC. Former Republican Chairman Roger Lewis and David Kent, former GOP County Judges Al Jones and Randy Sims, and former Bryan Mayor Marvin Tate, and College Station Mayor Ron Sylvia all endorse Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey will defend the rights of Texans by standing up to Obama. Bob Yancey, conservative for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
The most spectacular furniture sale is happening at Ashley Furniture Home Store. Save up to 20% during our 48-hour sale going on right now. That's right, 20% off everything in the store. Save on living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, sofas, recliners, mattresses, and accessories. Or get 24-month no-interest, no-down-payment financing. Everything is priced at 20% off for the sale. But you have to hurry in for the sale and save up to 20% off at Ashley Furniture Home Store of College Station. The clock is ticking, so hurry in. See store for details.
Home buying should be an exciting time, should be an exciting prospect, and it is. It can also be very, very stressful. Let's face it, it's not something you do every day, and it's also a lot of money on the line, whether you're buying or selling. I mean, you obviously want to get back your investment in your home, or if you're looking to buy, you want to get the best deal for the money that you are able to raise. And when you work with Zweiker and Associates, one of the things that they are going to do is they want to partner with you. They want to listen to your wants, your likes, your dislikes. Buyers and sellers, when they work with Zweiker and Associates, you're going to feel like you're taken care of. If you're selling a house, not only is it going to be listed in the Bryan College Station Multiple Listing Service, or the MLS, they also list it in the Houston and the Texas statewide MLS as well. The Zweiker team has people in place to make sure that extra steps are taken to make sure that the transaction is as smooth as possible. Trained professionals that know how to make sure your real estate transaction goes as seamlessly as possible. Find out more about what Zweiker and Associates can do for you. Go to zarealestate.com, zarealestate.com.
7:14, Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-775-2-WAY.
High pressure building over Texas results in lots of sunshine for today. Temperatures will be cool today, but they'll start to warm up a little bit as we head through the week. We'll see partly to mostly sunny weather, a high close to 60 today. Clear and chilly tonight, 30 to 35. Sunshine for tomorrow, highs 60 to 65. Tomorrow night clear, lows near 35. Wednesday mostly sunny. Temperatures will be close to 65 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we're going to talk about football because it's getting close to bowl time. But before that, we're going to have find out who the Big 12 champion is next week. We'll also talk some Aggie basketball. Both teams got wins over the weekend. We got that and some coaches looking for new jobs in football, too. That and more coming up in sports.
See, he's over there eating. We're here starving.
Got a,
and he's
got
over
a bagel.
There. Yeah. Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. We've been setting things up.
Oh, have
but
you.
Now I'm starting to peruse the early morning
offerings.
Breakfast fare here at Blue Baker.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's looking good to you this morning? Yeah.
Well, you know, they've already got the cookies out.
Oh, see. You know, and, see, you're skipping breakfast, you know, the most important meal of the day, going right for the cookies. You know,
I don't think he's skipping breakfast as much as
good.
Perhaps he's just not making the best decision for breakfast.
That could be it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yes, it's all about making good decisions.
It is. So anyway, there you are at the Blue Baker.
Here I am at the Blue Baker on University Drive. And what this is all about, as you probably could guess by now, because we've been doing this for, a gazillion years, I guess it is.
Uh-huh.
Blue Baker's been with us for about half the gazillion years. This is the Christmas Angels, and it's sponsored by Blue Baker and us, Bryan Broadcasting. And what we're trying to do is help kids who might not otherwise have the kind of Christmas that your kids are going to have or you would want these kids to have. Come on in to either Blue Baker location. We're here on University Drive or the one at 201 Dominique Drive, either one. And there's a beautiful Christmas tree in the lobby, and I'm standing next to this one. And on these trees, they're made even more beautiful because of the Christmas angels that are hanging from them. And each Christmas angel has a child's name, their age, their shirt size or pant size, their shoe size, sort of a wish list of what that child might like to get for Christmas. Come and take the angel off. The angel off of the angel tree and go and buy that child a gift, wrap it up, and return it to either Blue Baker location by December the 14th. That's important. You got to know by December the 14th, and that'll give us time to distribute the gifts to children before Christmas Day. There are some over 550 local kids in need in the Brazos Valley this Christmas, and Blue Baker is helping us again make their Christmas a little bit better. We're going to be here until 9 o'clock this morning. I've got Genesis and Zach from our friends over at Candy 95. They're here helping me out. So come on over and just make a child's Christmas the way it ought to be. It's Christmas Angels 2011.
Oh, good. So we have young people there hustling around so that you can just stand there and be
we
old,
do.
Right?
I'm guessing this is the first person that's ever been on our payroll named Genesis.
Yeah, this is the first Genesis. Hey, I like
Isn't that.
Isn't that
wonderful?
Yeah, that's very nice.
Genesis, they're talking about you. Tell us how you got the name Genesis.
My mom, I was the first child.
I figured that.
There you are. Yeah.
There you go. Now, I figured that. But isn't that a neat name?
It is, yeah. Because you don't find many children names.
So Genesis and Zach are here.
Okay, you don't find many. Yeah. So Genesis, the first, and then Zach, which starts with a Z. So, hey, it's perfect. Okay. So
there you go.
Did we hear about Melissa Kellerman, who is, at least for now, still a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader? If you watched last Thursday night's game, we didn't. We were busy. Melissa was the one who was inadvertently knocked down by Jason Witten, who's the tight end for the Cowboys, when he was forced out of bounds. She didn't see it coming, and so as a result, she got, you know, really splatted. But later that evening, after using Twitter to laugh about the incident, she had more than 1,000 followers, and the next day she tweeted, "Not hurting today, like some of y'all thought I would be, our TE for tight end, isn't as tough as he looks.
Uh-oh.
That or I'm way tougher than I look." Well, that wasn't enough for the Cowboy management, which made her get rid of her Twitter account.
Yikes.
She's still in the squad for now and doesn't have the Twitter account anymore. So we'll see. Melissa just trying
just
to be funny.
Joking around.
Yeah. Just trying to be funny.
Come on, loosen up, Cowboys.
That's right. Maybe one of Jason's fans was also following and heard that and thought, well, we don't need any of that, do we? Do that. So, don't know. We'll see. She's a celebrity for at least today. So now, do you remember last week? Because I know some of y'all had the end of the week off. You remember that? Yeah, Thursday and stuff. Do you remember we talked about how... according to Facebook now, the old 6 degrees of separation does not work anymore.
Right. It's now down to 4.
4.7 degrees of separation. That's right. 4.7 degrees of separation. The old adage was, there's 6 degrees of separation between any two people on Earth. That now has officially changed, at least for the Facebook users. 4.74 degrees of separation between you, if you're a Facebook user, and any other Facebook user in the world. Doesn't that make you feel good? With that in mind, did you hear about the Kansas high school kid who got in trouble, got sent to the principal's office? What happened is they were mean to Governor Sam Brownback on Twitter.
Oh, I did hear about this. Yeah.
Emma Sullivan, at a field trip, went to the state capitol. She tweeted, "Just made mean comments at Governor Brownback and told him he sucked in person." And then she put her hashtag and whatever her name is. Even though the 18-year-old senior at Shawnee Mission East High School had just 65 followers on the social media and didn't actually say anything to the governor, word got out about her comments. Somebody from Brownback's office reportedly called an administrator at the school. She was called into the principal's office and asked to write an apology. Then she refused to do that because she said she didn't say anything wrong. So saying something bad about the governor in Kansas gets you sent to the principal's office. But again, just because you have that Twitter account doesn't mean you have to do something like that. This is worse
then
than...
Then she went to civics...
Yeah, go ahead.
Then she went to civics class and learned about freedom of speech.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is worse than times 10 because you're done, right? In just seconds, you push the button, and then all of a sudden your followers have got it. And I guess you can spread that on to other people. Is that the way that that works? I mean, if you get a tweet from somebody, you can pass it on to other people,
sure,
too.
Sure, absolutely.
That what's her name said about them?
You retweet.
Terrible. All right, the world we live in. 7:22. Hey, Tom, was it cold walking into Blue Baker this morning? Or did you get a little chilly?
Yeah, it's cold outside, folks. If you haven't noticed, you were warned, and it is. This is more than a light wrap morning. This is a big wrap morning.
What is
the temperature outside?
Well, I think we have 34, Chase. Is that correct?
35.
35, yeah. Chill factor's 28. Do you like that? Okay. Yeah, working all right.
That's darn near freezing.
Yep. Oh, here's a reason to not be thin. Researchers find that thin people appear to have a higher risk of dying within 30 days of an operation than fat people.
Hmm.
The reason for the finding isn't clear. May have been a bunch of fat researchers. Study authors set out to see what the effect would be on obesity for survival after surgery. But instead of finding out that it was worse or off for you, they didn't say worse or off, thin people more likely to die within 30 days after an operation. Again, though, what operations? I mean, what are the parameters of the information that they had out there that put the study out? No. Don't know. 7:23 right now.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
Hi, I'm Doug Johnson, and I know a little bit about the weather in the state of Texas, and I wanted a roof for my new home that was a dream home that my wife and I had planned for years that would go against the heat, be reflective, durable, and of course, these days, fire retardant. Well, we took the plans to the architect. He drew them up and said that there's no way in the world that a roofing contractor is going to do that roof. It's far too complicated. Then we met with Schulte Roofing. They were highly recommended, and I could not find one customer that was unhappy with all the things they had done, and after a brief meeting with the architect and examining the blueprints, they said, we can do it. I enjoyed their being out at the site every day. They were fun to work with. They were efficient, always on time, always very pleasant, and the roof turned out to be absolutely beautiful. So I am thrilled to be able to recommend to anyone Schulte Roofing for the best job ever. Call Schulte Roofing and ask about your job. 1-800-4-ROOF. That's 1-800-F-O-R-ROOF.
The home of the bulletproof.
Hey, 7:25, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The time of Christmas is coming up and gift giving, and the folks at David Gardner's are, they've been hard at it for a while because obviously they manufacture jewelry all the time, and they know that they had to kind of ramp things up. So, jeweler elves, how's that? Yeah. David and Julie, you have jeweler elves over there putting together creations right now that you may find are just right for you. But if you've got something else in mind, or if you see something you'd kind of like a little tweak or a change on it, then that's great. But you need to get in there and give David Gardner's as much time as possible to get that absolute creation that you're looking for out this year. You can make it simple. Just do a Rolex if you want to. That's fine because they're an authorized Rolex dealer. But also other jewelry designers that you'll find there. David Yerman, of course, is very, very popular with a lot of people, and you'll find an outstanding collection of David Yerman products there at David Gardner's as well. But whether it's one of the other jewelry designers or having the folks at Gardner's come up with something for you, make sure that you check them out. David Gardner's at 911 University Drive in College Station. All right, here's our weather. Okay today, going to warm up a little bit. We'll get up to about 60. The wind's dying down, helps out quite a bit, and they'll be down at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, we're still going to be kind of chilly at 35, but not too breezy, about 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow, we're up to 62, but it's going to be a breezy 62, not going to feel like it very much. And then the low temperature tomorrow night, 37. Then we'll be in the 60s, probably low to middle 60s for the balance of the week, and not quite as chilly at night, so you'll notice a difference there. And then they say, at least for right now, we've got a slight chance of having some showers at about 20%, but that'll be on Friday. Again, we had a low temperature last night, it looks like, of about 34 degrees, and so we're right about there right now, and a chill factor, like I say, of 28 outside.
The holidays are right around the corner. Wouldn't it be great to have some help around the house with the cleaning? Hi, I'm Jen Potter, owner of Maid Pro, the premier maid service of Bryan College Station. The Maid Pro team is dedicated to providing personal attention and quality cleaning so our neighbors have more time with their families over the holidays. You have enough to do. Why not let Maid Pro dust, scrub, clean, and vacuum until everything in your home is shiny, sparkling, and bright? See how free your holidays can be. Visit our website at maidpro.com and let Maid Pro get to work for you this holiday season.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
My friends, if we fall back into recession, we know exactly who to blame. It's your fault. I mean, that's a takeaway from a Washington Post article ominously titled, Consumer Fears Put Economy on the Brink. Now, here's the deal. Apparently, consumers afraid of spending are leading us into a double-dip recession. Instead of going out and buying a government-built car, you're holding on to your used, beat-up, falling-apart car as long as possible. And not only are you people refusing to spend money on jewelry, you're not even buying furniture. Worse, according to the Post, you're giving up your trusted brand name products for cheaper store brands at the grocery store. Some of you are even giving up vacations. Flying up to Martha's Vineyard on his and her presidential jet planes isn't an option. Neither is renting 40-plus five-star hotel rooms in Spain for your entourage like Michelle Maybell Obama. If this were only about pinching pennies, we could assume things would soon get back to normal. But there's a shift in the American mindset. A University of Michigan survey found that for the first time, Americans no longer believe next year they'll be better off and make more money. The misery and feelings of negativity are unprecedented. Solution? Easy. Fire Obama. Fire Democrats in the Senate. Your life will improve. The economy will heal. It'll grow. You'll prosper. You'll spend. You'll be optimistic again. Fire Democrats everywhere. America will be America again. That's the solution, and it's easy.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911 center.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical. Tekel and Nellis, my subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
Has your employment status changed? ANCO Insurance can provide the coverage you need during this stressful time of transition. If you've recently switched employers or lost your job, call us to discuss ANCO's diverse selection of budget-friendly individual and family insurance plans. If your current employer doesn't offer health care benefits, we can help with that too. Contact ANCO Insurance today for a no-obligation quote. We've been providing peace of mind for over 135 years. Call AMCO today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 35 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 60 today. We'll take a look at your forecast after this look at news. It's brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A second incident in a restaurant parking lot has led to a College Station man's second arrest in roughly 4 months. A woman called College Station police last Monday saying a man parked next to her at McDonald's on Rock Prairie was exposing himself while sitting in his vehicle. The suspect description matched that of a similar case police worked in July. The description of the suspect plus his vehicle description led police to 21-year-old Calvin Coffer. Coffer was arrested and charged with indecent exposure. First-time college students going to classes in January are reminded to be vaccinated for meningitis. Julie Anderson with the Brazos County Health Department says the vaccine has to be administered 10 days before starting school.
Yes, there is a college requirement to have the meningitis vaccine by January 2012, and so those students are kind of thinking about registering right now. So, yes, before they go home or as they're getting ready to head home or to be thinking and strategizing on where to get the vaccine, either from the health department or from their private providers. And like I said, even pharmacies now are offering the vaccine.
The health department has free vaccinations for those who qualify. It is in limited quantities, though. More information is available. Just go to the interview page of WTAW.com. Meantime, more kids are opting out of school shots, more parents are opting out of school shots for their kids. An Associated Press analysis finds that in eight states, more than 1 in 20 public school kindergartners aren't getting all the vaccines required for attendance. That's because more parents are seeking exemptions so their kids can skip some of the shots. Health officials are worried there could be outbreaks of diseases like measles and whooping cough. The AP found that more than half of the states have seen at least a slight rise in the rate of vaccine exemptions in the past 5 years. States with the highest exemption rates are in the West and Upper Midwest. Alaska has the highest opt-out rate at 9%. When the Bryan City Council holds its next retreat early next year, topics will include 13 possible consolidations of economic development efforts. At the last council meeting, Mike Sutherland said the city is giving money to at least 13 organizations. He pointed to the Convention and Visitors Bureau as a way the city could spend its money more wisely.
If you heard that presentation from Shannon Overby this afternoon, she was talking about contacts and sales and how they increase the heads and beds in town above the other cities around here or the people that they measure with. And I think that we need to have an effort like that to get us back on track and get us ahead of some others in economic development.
Among those opposed to Sutherland's original motion to postpone authorizing contracts to two agencies was City Manager Keene Register.
We're already in the new fiscal year for all the organizations that we've already approved, and they're operating under that budget at this point. And it would bother me if I was in one of those organizations that you go through the city's budget process and you think your funding's approved and then suddenly it's not. Then you, as that organization, you have to, I guess, back up and reorganize.
After Sutherland withdrew his original motion, the contracts were approved on a 4-2 vote. Analysts expect pretty good news when the automakers release their November sales numbers later this week.
Edmunds.com predicts five brands will see November sales gains of at least 3% year over year: BMW, Chrysler, Ford, Toyota, and Volkswagen. The industry watcher thinks most of the Asian automakers will be down and GM sales flat. The industry has benefited from pent-up demand. Cadillac VP Don Butler says that goes for the luxury vehicles as well.
Much of Our sales happens through leases, and many people have been extending that for sure. But at a certain point, again, particularly for luxury consumers, you want what's new, you want what's next.
November could be the car maker's best month this year. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
And for the first time in more than a decade, computers in the Brazos County judicial system will run a new software. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the transition will take up to 2 years.
2000, when the software that we currently own was purchased, and they really hadn't been too many people happy with it. We've had some problems with it, but I really believe that we've done enough on investigation into this one that I think we're going to be much happier with this software. I think it's going to work much better.
Again, that's County Judge Dwayne Peters. He says the upgrade impacts multiple levels of the criminal justice system, from deputies issuing tickets to the court system. The original price tag of more than $5 million was pared down to $3.8 million during 2 years of resignations. 2 years of negotiations. WTAW News Time, 735, 36 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you just receive your property tax bill? Unfortunately, you don't have a lot of control over those, but you do have some control over your local property taxes. I am Brian Stephen, local owner of Paramount Property Analyst. I specialize in appealing property taxes here in Brazos County and service other areas in Texas. I saved more than $830,000 in taxes for my clients in 2011. When it comes to reducing your property taxes, whether it's residential or investment properties, with my 25 years of experience, I will deliver the local expertise you need and deserve. Call Brian Stephen at 979-485-8537.
Today, I'm putting a BMW 3 Series to the test on the highway. Let's see what she's got. More power than ever, check. Hold on, toll booth coming up. What's more fun than paying money just so you can keep on driving? Same's true with maintenance costs. You see, most luxury cars have to go through a toll booth of sorts with every service visit. And those tolls can cost you up to thousands. Like the poor guy in front of me. Oh, that can't be fun. But not BMW. In fact, BMW is the only one of the top three luxury makes that offers no-cost maintenance. That means no service bills, just lots of... So, stop by BMW Center today for a test drive of the original Ultimate Driving Machine. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-3114-BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, as the holidays grow closer and our list gets bigger, we're off to Half Price Books, because during the holidays, Half Price Books magically transforms into a shopper's treasure chest with amazing gifts, stocking stuffers, a wonderland of kids' goodies. It's the one place you're guaranteed to find something thoughtful for anyone on your list. Perfect gifts and almost everything's half price or less. I'll take that in this economy. Books on anyone's favorite interest or hobby, CDs, movie box sets, toys, games, great gifts just jump off the shelves. And if you need help, there are lots of friendly folks available so you can find exactly what you're looking for. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt. A $25 Half Price Books gift card gets you a $5 coupon to come back and use in January. Remember, Half Price Books has presence of mind in their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure building over Texas results in lots of sunshine for today. Temperatures will be cool today, but they'll start to warm up a little bit as we head through the week. We'll see partly to mostly sunny weather, a high close to 60 today. Clear and chilly tonight, 30 to 35. Sunshine for tomorrow, highs 60 to 65. Tomorrow night clear, lows near 35. Wednesday mostly sunny. Temperatures will be close to 65 Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Aggies qualified to play in a bowl game, but where are they going to go play a bowl game? Well, projections have them going to Houston, maybe, to Tempe, Arizona, or even the Yankee Stadium. We will talk about that, more college football news, and Aggie basketball. A couple of wins over the weekend, got more games this week. All that and more coming up in sports.
All right, I'm rooting for Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, outdoors.
I'll go for that one. I'll go to that
outdoors.
One.
Outdoors.
I will. I'll go
on,
to that one. Yeah.
Really?
I will.
The,
yeah, yeah.
I think that's on the 30th of
December. Wait.
Okay.
Would you pay or would you want to get, like, sports passes?
No.
Let's not get carried away here, Chase.
Yeah. Don't be silly.
I was going to say.
Don't be silly.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I figure, let's see. Leave on about the 27th. Do the show from up there for a few days and then...
Oh, so you're not even want to have to take vacation time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Because, I'll do the show from there, like Tom's broadcasting from Blue Baker right now. We'll call it good.
Yeah. Listen to that segue.
That's about the same,
Yeah, it is. So anyway, Tom is at Blue Baker on University, which is part of our Christmas Angels that's going on right now.
Yes, I am, and I'm indoors, which is warmer than it would be at Yankee Stadium outdoors, for sure. Blue Baker, they've been such a great partner of ours in this Christmas Angels for, I'm going to guess, about the fifth year, I believe, that Blue Baker has been with us here. And Christmas Angels, what that's all about is just making kids' Christmas better than it otherwise would be if it weren't for your help. And I'm saying your, that means you, the listener out there. Come to either Blue Baker location. I'm at the one on University Drive, directly across from the Hilton Hotel. There's also, of course, the older Blue Baker location at 201 Dominique Drive, and there are Christmas trees in both lobbies. And these trees are beautiful because they're all dolled up with the Christmas ornaments and everything and the lights, but they also have Christmas angels on them. And these are cards, these are small cards that have information like a child's name, a child's age, a child's size, a child's wish list. I'm looking at our tree over here on University Drive. Rosalind is 3 years old. She says that she'd love to have a Hello Kitty bike or just some clothes would be nice. Xavier is 5. He wants clothes. Brandon is 7. His wish list, he likes some toy cars. We're not talking about a lot here, folks. We're just talking about a gift. That's all. Cortland is 2 months old. This one kind of got me. 2 months old. And obviously her mom and daddy would love to have a crib for Cortland or one of those bouncers that, Cortland can get in and just sort of bounce the day away. Or Michael is 4. He would like some toy cars or some learning toys. So they're not asking for much, but they are asking for your help. So you need to come to one of the Blue Baker locations, get a card off of the tree, get a Christmas angel off the tree, take it with you. Sign your name up that you took the card, go out, get the gift, wrap it, bring it back to the Blue Baker location, and do that by December the 14th. Now, you can also go online, and you can donate, and you can also do this. And the website is mychristmasangels.com, mychristmasangels.com. Scott, we're looking to help some 550 local kids who really need the help of our listeners to have a magical Christmas like we want them all to have.
Sure, thanks. Yeah, we want to remind people also, we really glean through the list. We deal with the folks at the state of Texas, and they help us select who these kiddos are. So they're not on any other lists anyplace else. If you want to just donate, that's great. If buying the toy is more important to you and makes you feel better, we want you to do that. But we thank the folks at Blue Baker. Stop by and see any of them, and we can make that Christmas happen for them. So I went out Black Friday shopping on Friday and did that. Saw a couple of folks I knew, as a matter of fact. And apparently,
did you stop and talk?
I did. Matter of fact, I did. Just chatted and... yeah, it was quite fun.
So how'd that go on Friday?
It was all right. You know, stood in line. The place that I went had it very well organized so that there was a single line, and they would direct you to the next cashier that was open so that you didn't make any bad line selections, which is part of the deal, too. And as a result, the line moved very quickly, and I was in and out and got those dollar gifts for you guys that I know you'll be looking forward to.
Yeah.
In the meantime... one of the first reports we got ended up being, I guess, the worst one. That was the lady who did the pepper spray on her fellow shoppers in a Los Angeles area Walmart.
Yeah, that, and then the grandpa getting tackled in Arizona by the police.
Just amazing. The pepper sprayer, again, really? You need to do that? In Rome, New York, two Walmart shoppers ended up in the hospital, while another was charged with disorderly conduct after customers allowed to enter the store. Several fights, as they say in the police reports, broke out. Multiple shoppers pushed to the ground. Video of a Little Rock area Walmart fighting over a limited number of waffle makers for $2. Again, this video is out there somewhere. One lady, described as a large woman, able to snag four of the waffle makers. Because after all, who doesn't want a two-waffle iron? The big four-waffle version costs a whole lot more, so the two they wanted. Then there were shoppers that...
She wants to be able to have all of them warm at the same time.
Of course. Well, she wants to see just the way it is on television when they try to sell those things. Mm-hmm. They've got several of them lined up and plugged in. Hope she's got a power strip, and it'll work for her. Meanwhile, a Hollister store in the Manhattan Soho District, apparently the shoppers got impatient because the store wasn't opening. They just went ahead and broke into it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like that. A man at Walmart in Kissimmee charged with resisting arrest after police arrived to break up a fight he was having with another shopper at the jewelry counter. Officers reportedly had to wrestle him to the ground where he resisted their efforts to lead him out of the store. The 58-year-old woman who was shot in the foot during a mugging at a parking lot of a Walmart in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Where are all those smiley faces?
I was seeing a common thread here.
Yeah, I do too. I'm thinking their PR people better go on full alert right here for damage control. Then we did have something that just happened at a mall in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And again, and you said the elderly gentleman who was mugged in the parking lot.
Well, and that was particularly horrifying because his grandson was right there.
Yeah.
Grandson's getting trampled.
Yeah.
Grandpa is apparently holding a video game that they were going to purchase, and sees his grandson starting to get trampled by shoppers. So in order to free up both hands, he sticks the game in his waistband.
Mm-hmm.
A police officer apparently thinking he was shoplifting, and apparently thinking that his efforts to help his grandson were his way of shoplifting.
Tackled him,
and in the process basically split his head open, so the guy just starts bleeding profusely right there in front of his grandson.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So anyway, and again, it's the most important thing, so we can get the $2 waffle iron, or we can get the video game for, I don't know, $3, more than anything else. Just remember, it's the spirit of the season, after all.
You betcha.
That's what we're hoping for, and hope that makes everybody feel better.
It's the time of year when cotton growers are making plans for the coming season. But growers, you're not alone. The Bayer Crop Science Sales Force and Agronomic Services team are ready to help you build a crop plan powered by industry-leading FiberMax varieties. Just call 866-99-BAYER to find your local sales rep and regional agronomist, and turn this coming season into a true success story. Find your local sales rep and regional agronomist at 866-99-BAYER or FiberMax.com.
It's Truck Month at Sterling Auto Group, and the discounts are huge. Get up to $10,000 in total savings on all 2011 GMC Texas Edition half-ton Sierras. At Sterling, we've got the largest selection of Sierras in the Brazos Valley. Take home a truck at a price you can't deny. Strong, capable, efficient, and up to $10,000 in savings. Hurry into Sterling Auto Group now on the bypass between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
It's official. Bob Yancey's support for lower taxes, ending wasteful spending, and supporting free markets earns the backing of Texans for fiscal responsibility. The group says Bob Yancey will put innovative free market principles to work in Austin, cutting costs and making government more efficient. The Texas Alliance for Life PAC endorses Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey is backed by the Brazos County Farm Bureau and Bryan College Station Realtors. A constitutional conservative, Bob Yancey earned A ratings from the National Rifle Association of America Political Victory Fund and the Texas State Rifle Association PAC. Former Republican Chairman Roger Lewis and David Kent, former GOP County Judges Al Jones and Randy Sims, and former Bryan Mayor Marvin Tate and College Station Mayor Ron Sylvia all endorse Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey will defend the rights of Texans by standing up to Obama. Bob Yancey, conservative for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever using the latest laser technology. Our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
You need a radical change in your life? If so, consider that you're actually in need of a breakthrough. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In the early decades of flight, pushing an aircraft past the speed of sound was considered impossible by many engineers and pilots. As planes approached the sound barrier, shockwaves shook the aircraft violently, often to the point that the pilot was unable to maintain control, and the aircraft itself could not withstand the intense vibration. Despite design improvements to the aircraft, the shuddering continued to challenge the pilot's ability to push forward. But an interesting change occurred once the plane finally broke through the sound barrier. The shockwaves disappeared, and the plane flew without a bump. Many people struggle with personal sound barriers that keep them from breaking through to a new and better life. They focus on a goal, but along the way, difficulties challenge their commitment and willingness to persevere. Finances, family struggles, work-related problems, and other matters wear them down until they give up on their goals entirely. But perseverance is just what's needed in order to break through and find victory on the other side. And too often, people give up because the challenge of pursuing their goals is inconvenient or uncomfortable. Sometimes breaking through to success requires us to first build a foundation of support from family and friends. Then we just have to stick with it. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
One more time, good Monday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's another look at your sports brought to you by Awards and More. Well, college football over the weekend was kind of wild. There were no real upsets, but in the Big 12, Oklahoma whipping up on Iowa State makes next Saturday's Bedlam game in Stillwater for the Big 12 title and a berth in the Fiesta Bowl. Now, Oklahoma State could win it outright with a win, or Oklahoma could share it, but they would win the head-to-head tiebreakers over OSU and also possibly Kansas State. The best game of the day had to be at Jerry's World. Did you see it? Baylor quarterback Robert Griffin III has a great first half. But then he gets his bell rung and didn't play in the second half against Texas Tech. But the Bears decide to burn the red shirt of junior Nick Florence. And he threw two touchdown passes in a 66-42 win over the Red Raiders. Tech ends its season with five straight losses after they beat Oklahoma in Norman. And they are not bowl eligible. They have their first losing season in 19 years. In the last border war for a while, Missouri beat Kansas 24-10. Kansas finishes without a Big 12 win, only two wins total, and Coach Turner Gill finishes without a job. He was fired yesterday. 5-19 in two seasons at Lawrence. The Big 12 will have eight bowl-eligible teams and just seven bowl tie-ins, but the Big 12 runner-up could also get a BCS bid, making room for everybody. As for A&M, where are they going to go bowling? Well, ESPN publishes a couple of predictors. One says the Aggs will meet Northwestern in the Meineke Car Care Bowl in Houston. Another has them meeting Nebraska in the Inside Bowl in Tempe. CBS Sports has A&M versus Penn State in Houston. College Football News has A&M versus Rutgers in the Pinstripe Bowl, New Year's Eve in New York. While we will likely know before then, the official announcement of all the bowl matchups will be next Sunday. The SEC has its title matchup. Undefeated, top-ranked LSU came back and beat Arkansas Friday, so they'll meet Georgia in the SEC championship. Alabama is a solid number two in the BCS and in pretty good shape to play for the title, unless third-place Oklahoma State can pass them with a win over Oklahoma, but that's not likely, even if they do beat the Sooners. But all in all, it looks like a national championship will be a rematch of the SEC West game that LSU won 9-6 in overtime back on November the 5th. Five college football coaches are losing their jobs. An Arizona State official tells the AP that Dennis Erickson is out as the Sun Devils coach. Illinois has fired Ron Zook. We told you Kansas fired Turner Gill. Memphis fired Larry Porter. And Neil Callaway is out at Alabama Birmingham. It was a good weekend for A&M basketball. The fifth-ranked A&M women's team have yet another trophy as they won the Junkanoo Jam in the Bahamas with wins over Temple and then Iowa. Sydney Carter was named the MVP as she scored 21 points in the win over the Hawkeyes on Saturday. The now undefeated Aggies are back on the road next Sunday when they go play Purdue in West Lafayette. Then it's at UConn, at TCU, before their next home game, December the 18th, with Southern Cal. The A&M men's team beat A&M Corpus Christi. There was a late scare as Corpus Christi went on a 14-0 run, but the Aggies win it over the Islanders 56-43. Elston Turner had 14, and Ray Turner had 13 points. Coach Billy Kennedy had praise for Jordan Green's play on both ends of the court.
He had a tremendous game. I mean, defensively, he's guarding their best player. You know, offensively, he's driving the ball, which we've been wanting to do instead of settling for threes. And, you know, he's been a big surprise and stepped in nicely for Chris at this time.
Aggies will host Alcorn State Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Brazos Valley High School football teams kind of took it on the chin in the playoffs over the weekend. In 3A, Navasota's season ended with a 56-46 loss to top-ranked Chapel Hill. In 2A, two Brazos Valley teams met each other. Lexington eliminated Franklin 23-13. Lexington will meet ARP Friday at the Waco ISD Stadium. In six-man play, it was Calvert falling to Richland Springs 72-22, and Brazos Christian lost to Hallettsville Sacred Heart in overtime 30-23. The Aggie volleyball team got a regular season-ending win at Iowa State Saturday, and Coach Lori Corbelli thinks that's what gave her team the edge yesterday when it was announced that A&M will host a first- and second-round NCAA tournament field at Reed Arena. The 22-7 Aggies will meet Lipscomb Thursday evening right after the 4:30 match between Kentucky and Dayton. The two winners will meet Friday at 6:30 for a trip to the Sweet 16 in Lexington. The Houston Astros have fired general manager Ed Wade and team president Tal Smith. The move comes less than a week after the sale of the team to Jim Crane was officially completed. Team president George Postolos said, "With the change in ownership, we would like a fresh start in baseball operations." And the Texans lost another quarterback but won another game and are inching closer to the AFC South title. Matt Leinart threw a touchdown pass before leaving with what could be a season-ending injury to his throwing shoulder. T.J. Yates did just enough in relief to help Houston to a 20-13 win. The Texans already lost starter Matt Schaub for the season, and now they're down to Yates and the newly signed Kellen Clements. Nevertheless, the 8-3 Texans hold a two-game lead over second-place Tennessee in the division race. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. For awards and more, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
I tell all my friends that my dad's nice.
I tell all mine that he gives great prices.
I want everyone to know that Team of Navasota, we're really nice and we always give a great price. Like a new Silverado discounted up to $9,000 at Team Chevy.
Nice price.
Or get a new Chevy Cruze for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
Where do you want to go for lunch today?
How about Ohana Korean Grill?
Korean food? I've never had Korean food.
Don't let the unknown scare you off. Stop by Ohana Korean Grill for a new delicious experience. Try bulgogi, thinly sliced flavorful beef served in a hot stone bowl. Or kalbi, soy marinated short ribs served in a cast iron skillet. Ohana Korean Grill uses the freshest ingredients in special marinades. To go or takeout orders welcome. Try something new for lunch. Ohana Korean Grill, located at 2501 South Texas Avenue, right next to 4.0 and Go in College Station. Call 680-9911.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure, or a...
In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. 59 for a high today, 35 tonight, 62 tomorrow, and then 37 for a low. 32 right now, WTAW, College Station, Bryant.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The midnight deadline's come and gone, but the protesters haven't gone, still occupying Los Angeles, so police are moving in. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is among the anti-Wall Street crowd live in L.A.
Dave, at midnight, the city had said it was time for the Occupy protesters to leave. Some of them have been here for about 2 months. Right now, the police are lining the streets of City Hall, where protesters are staying on the sidewalk. And those so that they don't get arrested. Three people have been arrested, though, so far. Every time the cops and riot gear here take a step back, the protesters start to cheer. So it's gone from tent to less tent. The LAPD says despite the city order to clear the camp, they're not going to. They just want to keep people off the street right now and on the sidewalk, Dave.
Jessica, similar situation at Occupy Philadelphia, protesters camping out beyond a deadline to leave. Democrats are targeting Mitt Romney.
Two Mitts willing to say anything.
A new DNC ad calling the Republican candidate a flip-flopper after Romney started airing ads taking shots at President Obama. Now, Romney leads in New Hampshire polls, but the state's biggest newspaper has endorsed Newt Gingrich, who's been surging in the nationwide 2012 GOP polls. Bernie Fine is finished at Syracuse. The assistant basketball coach fired after a third man came forward claiming Fine sexually abused him. Fine denies all the allegations and has not been charged yet. It's a big day to shop online.
No drama, no lines.
It is estimated 123 million will hit the web looking for Cyber Monday deals. That's more than hit stores on Black Friday. The National Retail Federation says we spent $52 billion over the holiday weekend. And if you're out shopping for buying all those things in the 12 days of Christmas, it'll cost you $24,000. PNC says that's up 3% this year. The Seven Swans of Swimming, the most expensive. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911 center.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Gonna need police and medical. Tekel and Nellis. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
Just Brakes.
Bah, humbug. My brakes squeak.
During the holidays, Just Brakes will install new front and rear pads, machine rotors, and perform a brake safety and car maintenance check for $99.88.
Just $99.88? Do you gift wrap?
With our lifetime parts and labor warranty.
Front and rear pads gift wrapped in a lifetime warranty for $99.88? That's a holiday treat. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
vehicles. Offer ends December 31st. Additional repairs at additional cost are required or suggested on most cars. See store for guarantee terms.
Hey, you know, you can kind of give yourself a gift this year, and the folks at Sudden Lincoln can help you with that, because right now you get the best rates of the season with Sudden Lincoln Advanced TV, the fast internet, and the unlimited local and long-distance calling with Sudden Lincoln phone. You can get home phone service from Sudden Lincoln for $25 per month for life when you bundle it. And you get to keep your same phone number, and you'll get some calling features that you may not have right now, like caller ID and call waiting. Plus, there's unlimited local and U.S. long distance. And as always, with Suddenlink, there's no contract required at all. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee if you're not happy for any reason, so call Suddenlink about that. Also, receive high-speed internet for $20 a month and advanced high-speed digital TV for $27 a month when you bundle. Suddenlink will allow you to save on all of those things when you bundle it. What a deal. Also, remember that Suddenlink Home Security is now available. You can protect your home and family with state-of-the-art home security systems that include UL-certified, state-licensed, 24/7 monitoring, professional installation, and you may be getting a discount on your homeowner's insurance if you do that. So lots and lots of reasons. There are so many ways that Suddenlink can impact your life and make it easier for you and more convenient. And it's all with one phone call, one bill, Suddenlink. It's as easy as counting to one. So bundle and save. Call them at 1-800-915-1866, 1-800-915-1866 to find out more, or you can visit Suddenlink.com.
It's not too early to work on the best gift you can give this holiday season. TuVideo will bring your old movies, photos, and videos back to life by putting them on DVD. Transfer and edit your memories into a cherished one-of-a-kind DVD, and it's all done right here. TuVideo handles all film and video formats, including consumer high definition. For more information, visit www.tuvideo.ws. That's the number, tuvideo.ws. Or call 979-690-8880.
Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at swhp.org.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you, and we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time, 822-5756, or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
WTAW News Time, 8:06. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 60. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. This news update is brought to you by the folks. Excuse me, having computer problems. There it is. Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. A College Station man faces a charge of indecent exposure for the second time in roughly 4 months. A woman called police last Monday and said a man parked next to her at McDonald's on Rock Prairie was exposing himself. The description she provided led police to believe it was the same suspect in a similar case at another College Station restaurant in July. 21-year-old Calvin Coffer was arrested and charged with indecent exposure. State officials have thrown local health departments a curve as time is running out for first-time college students to get vaccinated for meningitis. Julie Anderson at the Brazos County Health Department says financial assistance is available.
As you might imagine, though, with a vaccine that's going to be in heavy demand, the health department, we don't ever keep huge stockpiles of any vaccine like this, and this has been a sudden reactionary change. So we have only about, I would say, about 50 to 75 doses at any given time.
You can hear and read more information about the new laws on our website. Just go to the interview page of WTAW.com. Vaccinations have to be given no later than 10 days before the start of school. The list of economic development agencies affiliated with the city of Bryan sounds like the alphabet, and that led Councilman Mike Sutherland at the last council meeting to call on postponing contracts with two agencies.
Not counting the TIFs and TERS that are involved, there's 13 individuals or entities involved in economic development in Bryan, people that we pay. We have a contract employee, the Arts Council, the CVB, the DBA, the RVP, the BBC. We have the Next Generation part now. BTUs involved in economic development, the Chamber of Commerce, and then the City Council ultimately.
Mayor Jason Byinski was among the council majority wanting to authorize the contract since the spending was approved during budget talks last summer. Byinski says the topic does merit future discussion.
There's boards that Paul and I serve on with the Brazos County City of Bryan Next Gen Park, and then I serve on the RVP. We've got folks here that serve on the BTU deal. So, you know, and I don't necessarily know everything that Art does on his committee and what Paul might do on his, but that way we can talk about it. And again, in addition to what we do in-house with our Dennis Gehring and his group.
In the end, Councilman Sutherland withdrew his motion to postpone, then voted against the contracts. A recent purchase approved by Brazos County Commissioners isn't very flashy, except for the price tag. At almost $4 million, the county is replacing computer software that County Judge Dwayne Peters says affects the entire criminal justice system.
From the time somebody might get a ticket or get stopped, all the way through the prosecution and through the courts, about $3.8 million. What that contract was, or the original contract that they offer was for $5.1 million, I believe. But we were able to pare some things out of there, and we had some good negotiators in there.
Peter says the new software, which will take up to 2 years to install, replaces a system that's been in use since 2000. From Black Friday to Cyber Monday, it's a big online shopping day for many people, but it also means scammers will try to make a quick buck.
Jules Polonetsky with futureofprivacy.org says scammers consider Cyber Monday a big payday. He says watch out for emails with deals too good to be true and links that are unfamiliar to you.
If you're interested, type the site in, go to www.yourfavoritesite, get there directly and look for that little lock in the corner that indicates that you're at a secure site.
In addition, he says be careful with sites that are designed to look like your favorite store but may lead you to an unsecured domain site that will leave your information at risk. Austin York, TSN News.
And more Americans than ever before took the Black Friday bait of big discounts and earlier than usual store openings. A record 226 million shoppers visited stores and websites during the four-day holiday weekend starting on Thanksgiving Day. That's up from 212 million last year. The National Retail Federation says the average holiday shopper spent $398.62. That's up from $365 just a year ago. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 37 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Mary Maids. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Starz free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
Hey, it's 812. Our Brazos is 813. Actually, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by College Station Medical Center. The area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go, visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
High pressure covers the state this morning, and that means plenty of sunshine, but it's a cold high pressure system, so temperatures today, well, they're not going to be particularly warm. We'll have sun, highs close to 60. Clear tonight, we're about 30 to 35. It'll be mostly sunny tomorrow, 60 to 65. Tomorrow night clear, lows near 35 degrees. Mostly sunny is the story Wednesday, highs will be around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And Tom Turbyville is at the Blue Baker on University Drive, having finished his bagel now.
Yes. Yes. Had a smoked salmon and cream cheese.
Really?
Really? On an everything bun.
Yeah, what are you bringing us?
My breath is great right now.
Yeah, what are you bringing us?
I bet you're just divine to be around.
Yeah, yeah. What are you bringing us? Yeah, yeah. What are you bringing us?
Same thing you'd bring me, Scott.
Yeah, yeah, good point. Good point. I think I brought you boys a cookie one time from Blue Baker.
You might have. You may have done that. That's
as far as that's how I remember it.
Very true. Anyway, just that oatmeal would be my choice. Just letting you know.
Oatmeal.
I like peanut butter.
Yeah, just saying.
Just hang on, let me see. In case I do this, oatmeal and peanut. Butter, in case
we'll begin holding our breath in just a moment. But anyway, you're at Blue Baker because it is Angel Tree time.
It is Angel Tree time. Thanksgiving is over. Next Christmas coming up in just, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? And Angel Tree is really what it's all about as far as us helping other people. And that's what Christmas ought to be about, folks. So we want you to participate this year like you have in the past, or maybe this is your first year. Angel Tree, and again, thanks to Blue Baker. They've been partnering with us now for, I want to say, 5 years, maybe longer, in Angel Tree, because this is where it happens. There's two Blue Baker locations. Everybody remembers the original Blue Baker location over on Dominique Drive. And then the newer one, although they've been here about 5 years here, in University Drive, right across from the Hilton. And come to either location and look at the beautiful Christmas tree in the lobby. But don't just look at it. We want you to pick off of it. Yeah, because there are angels on that tree. These are cards that has a child's name, child's age, Christmas wish list, child sizes, shirt sizes, shoe sizes. And some of the wishes are smaller. Some of them are larger. A lot of the kids want bikes. But if you can't afford to get a child a bike, there are other things that they want. They want clothes. They want toys. Like Oscar would just like toy soldiers. Or David is age 9. Get this. He would like a WWF wrestling ring set.
Wouldn't we
That's
all?
What he want. Wouldn't we all want one of those? And Alexander is 3, and he just wants a cowboy toys or a toy fire truck. And, excuse me, we're asking you to choose an angel from the tree, shop for the gift, wrap the gift, and return it to the Blue Baker location by December the 14th. That's the deadline. That's so that we can get them all together and all accounted for and distribute them before Christmas. And all the angels on our list are specially selected kids from Bryan and College Station. And there's about 550 local kids that we need to help out. You can also make monetary donations, because we'd be glad to go out and take your money and shop for you to help these kids. A lot of kids need help, and remember, there is a website that you can donate to, and you can participate through the website. It's mychristmasangels.com, mychristmasangels.com. I'm at the location on University Drive of Blue Baker. Genesis and Zach are here, our friends from Candy 99.9. 95 are here too, but we don't have to be here for you to participate. If you're coming to Blue Baker for lunch, if you normally do that, the Christmas trees will be here, and you can do it at any time while they're open, any time during the week. And again, pick up the gift, wrap it, return it by December the 14th, and you've done what you need to do to really make a child's Christmas very, very special, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. We'll be talking to you again. It's 8:17. The stupidest passwords for your computer. We'll have that for you in a little while, see if you've made that list. In the meantime, it's Cyber Monday, and so as a result, by comparison to last year's numbers, Price Grabber has found that 39% of consumers who plan to shop over the four-day Thanksgiving weekend said they intended to shop today, Cyber Monday. That's a 2% increase over last year. There'll be a lot of people in line doing that. And Bill McGuire is here this morning from the Better Business Bureau that ties right into that kind of stuff, huh?
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
Yes, the BBB has tips for you to stay safe during Cyber Monday. So here's some of the tips for you to shop online. That means avoiding crowds, of course, which is kind of nice for a lot of people. Also means you're opening up, you know, a situation where you could be attacked by scammers and hackers. So the BBB wants to, you know, give you some safe hints. Last year, approximately 96.5 million Americans shopped online during Cyber Monday, while 79 million shopped in the brick and mortar, you know, out at Post Oak Mall. I don't think they saw 79 million, but they would have liked to. You know, it's just all about convenience, Scott. You know, you and I can shop on cyber days in our shorts, so to speak, unless you're Tom. Anyway, here's some of the tips. You know, protect your computer. You want to have up-to-date spam filters and antivirus and anti-spyware. You want to shop at trustworthy websites. Shoppers should start with checking anybody out with the BBB unless they're a very well-known distributor of products. Make sure you know the seller's reputation and their record for customer satisfaction. Very, very important things. You don't want to find out after the fact that you've been sort of robbed in a convenient way that you didn't go to the mall for. Protect your personal information at all times. We really stress that always. Take your time and look at the site's privacy policy. If there isn't one that's posted, you should take that as a red flag and probably shop somewhere else. Beware of deals that sound too good to be true. You know, oftentimes websites will send you unsolicited email with something that's very, you know, priced very low. And it catches your eye, but you should know that that's a red flag. It's probably not really a real deal, and they just want to get your information. So beware of those. Beware of phishing, which is with a PH. That's where they're trying to get your financial information or any information they can so they can use it and put your money in their pocket, and then you get nothing for it. Confirm your online purchase is secure. Always look at the address box of the organization you're dealing with. Make sure there's an S in the HTTPS --/, and in the lower right corner for the lock symbol before paying. Any doubts about that, shop somewhere else. Always pay with a credit card if you can. You have built-in protection using a credit card where you can go back and if there is a problem, you can work with the credit card company to resolve those problems and also with the BBB if you run into that. Keep documentation of your order. That means write it down, print it off if you can, so that you have something to go back to if need be. Also check your credit card statements often. Don't wait for the paper statements. You can go online and make sure that what is on your credit card statement is actually what you put there and not what somebody else put there. And then it's very important to know your rights. Federal law requires that orders made by mail, phone, or online be shipped by the date promised, and if no delivery time was stated, within 30 days. So those are some quick tips. If you have questions, call the BBB. at 260-2222. We'll be glad to help you through this process. We want everybody to have a safe holiday season, and Merry Christmas from the BBB.
All right, good. Thanks a lot. We visit Bill McGuire on alternate Mondays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Don't be confused by the name change. We're in the same location with the same great dentists. We just have a new name. At Aaron's Family Dentistry, formerly Care Plus Dental on Villa Maria, Dr. Jim and Karen Aaron's have been providing excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. Using state-of-the-art technologies in every procedure, Aaron's Family Dentistry is able to offer the big city benefits of dental care with a small town feel. Call 268-1407 or visit aarnsdds.com. That's aarnsdds.com.
More holiday deals ahead. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Deep discounts and early openings enticed lots of shoppers into stores over the Black Friday weekend. And the Journal says retailers are planning more price cuts to keep them coming back. The National Retail Federation estimates folks spent an average of $400 a piece over the weekend, and early indications are that Amazon and eBay are the big winners. The strong Black Friday shopping weekend and today's arrival of Cyber Monday setting the stage for a stock market jump. NASDAQ futures are up 54 points, S&P futures ahead by 33. Let's hope this week is better than the last one, when the Dow Industrials plunged 564 points, or nearly 5%. Friday's decline was 18 points. It was the worst Thanksgiving week since way back in 1942. Later this morning, we get a report on October new home sales. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now, because you won't find better quality in a pre-engineered steel building. And we're offering rebates up to $20,000 to help you build today. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And the rebate of up to $20,000 is money that can go right to your bottom line. General Steel, your best option to build, and we will not be undersold. You could spend thousands more than you should on a new building, but you won't beat the quality of General Steel. So if you're thinking about building, call General Steel right now for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-96-STEEL. That's 866-96-STEEL. Learn how to save even more with rebates up to $20,000. Call 866-96-STEEL. That's 866-967-8335.
Hey, good morning. It's 824, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just kind of a heads up, tomorrow, the of course, Tuna Christmas will be tomorrow night and on Wednesday, and the Tuna guys will be with us tomorrow morning in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to do something kind of different, and that is that if you have questions for them, oh, somehow it's scary to me. I'll be losing control of the show. Not that that's never happened before. But anyway, they'll be in at a little after 7 after Chase's news, and they'll be with us for a while. So if you have some questions for them or want to hear how some of the tuna people would respond to different situations, then be sure and give us a call tomorrow morning.
As a business owner, you examine how your business operates every day. Everyone and everything needs to be efficient. So, do you know what you're paying for your copier, fax, or printer? We do. CTWP is a locally owned and operated business equipment distributor. We represent the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who have called CTWP for a free consultation and let us do the work. Call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
The mortgage business is always changing, and change is good. Dexter Mortgage will now go by the name Network Funding. I'm Debbie Davis. I have worked with Network Funding for over 2 years, and now it's time to change our public name. No, don't worry. Everything else is still the same. Same great rates, same great customer service. If you need to lower your interest rate, save money every month, or get cash out of the equity in your home, I can help. I still do VA, FHA, conventional, cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. Great customer service is still top on my list. I work with families on nights and weekends whenever you have time to talk or meet. People are still looking to buy new homes or move up, and I can help you with a step-by-step guide to make the first-time home buying or move-up experience a happy one. Don't let the ever-changing markets worry you. Let me, Debbie Davis, help you with all your mortgage needs. Give me a call today. My number is 979-220-3018. License number 200790.
Hey, good morning. Let's check our weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, after getting some shower activity over the weekend, that was pretty nice, wasn't it? Look for a high temperature today of around 59 degrees with north winds at 5 to 10. Tonight's the 35, and again, could have freezing temperatures in outlying areas. 62 for our high temperature on Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday, a little bit warmer, maybe up to 65 or so, and Friday about 65. And now, the lows is what will change pretty significantly in that it'll be 37 tomorrow night, then 42 for our low on Wednesday, and 50 will be the low temperature on Thursday. So not so nearly so chilly, but boy, during the day you should have some nice weather. Right now, humidity 64%. Winds are from the northwest at 7. We have a chill factor of 28, and here we have 37 degrees.
It's Monday. That means it's time for Heritage Highlights. And Fran Lamb, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. And this is Fran.
St. Joseph's School in Bryan has been educating Brazos County children for over 100 years. In its early years, the school primarily served the children of the Catholic immigrant community, many of whom did not speak English when they started school. It is not possible to fix a precise date for the opening of St. Joseph's School. Various sources provide different dates between 1890 and 1895. The school's own history file contains a document written during the 1946-47 school year that specifies that St. Joseph's Parochial School was opened in 1894 by Father Pellner, pastor of St. Joseph's Church. The document further states that Miss Dolly Carr was the faithful teacher for 9 years. After the 1900 Galveston hurricane, the Ursuline sisters established the Villa Maria Academy in Bryan. When the academy closed in 1929, three sisters remained to continue their work at St. Joseph's School, but were recalled the following year. In 1930, St. Joseph's leaders applied to the Incarnate Word and Blessed Sacrament Sisters of Houston to send teachers to Bryan. Three sisters arrived from Houston in September to take charge of St. Joseph's School. Incidentally, in 1904, Father Gleisner, a native of Bavaria, Germany, was appointed pastor at St. Joseph's Church. Later elevated to Monsignor, Father Gleisner served the Catholic community in the Brazos Valley for 49 years. Over the years, the population of St. Joseph's School has grown and changed with the community. By the fall of 1993, the school had nearly 400 children enrolled. Children educated at St. Joseph's School have gone on to distinguish themselves through service to their communities and their country over the years. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previously aired programs, visit our new and exciting website at heritagehighlights.org.
Well, thank you, Fran Lamb, as always. And next Monday, another edition of Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 829, 39 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 60. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this final look at news for the morning. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news is brought to you by Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just north of Villa Maria in Bryan. They sell fun, not tractors. A second incident in a restaurant parking lot has led to a College Station man's arrest, second arrest in roughly 4 months. A woman called College Station police last Monday saying a man parked next to her at McDonald's on Rock Prairie was exposing himself while sitting in his vehicle. The suspect description matched that of a similar case police worked in July. The description of the suspect plus his vehicle description led police to 21-year-old Calvin Coffer. Coffer was arrested and charged with indecent exposure. First-time college students going to classes in January are reminded to be vaccinated for meningitis. Julie Anderson with the Brazos County Health Department says the vaccine has to be administered 10 days before starting school.
Yes, there is a college requirement to have the meningitis vaccine by January 2012, and so those students are kind of thinking about registering right now. So, yes, before they go home or as they're getting ready to head home or to be thinking and strategizing on where to get the vaccine, either from the health department or from their private providers. And like I said, even pharmacies now are offering the vaccine.
More information is online at the interview page at WTAW.com. The health department offers free vaccinations for those who qualify. Meantime, more parents are opting out of school shots for their kids. An Associated Press analysis finds that in 8 states, more than 1 in 20 public school kindergartners aren't getting all the vaccines required for attendance. That's because more parents are seeking exemptions so their kids can skip some of the shots. Health officials are worried there could be outbreaks of diseases like measles and whooping cough. The AP found more than half of states have seen at least a slight rise in the rate of vaccine exemptions in the past 5 years. States with the highest exemption rates are in the West and Upper Midwest. Alaska has the highest opt-out rate at 9%. When Bryan City Council holds its next retreat early next year, topics are likely to include possible consolidation of economic development efforts. At the last council meeting, Councilman Mike Sutherland said the city is giving money to at least 13 organizations. He pointed to the Convention and Visitors Bureau as a way the city could spend its money more wisely.
If you heard that presentation from Shannon Overby this afternoon, she was talking about contacts and sales and how they increase the heads and beds in town above the other cities around here or the people that they measure with. And I think that we need to have an effort like that to get us back on track and get us ahead of some others in economic development.
Among those opposed to Sutherland's original motion to postpone authorizing contracts to 2 agencies was City Manager Keene Register.
We're already in the new fiscal year for all the organizations that we've already approved, and they're operating under that budget at this point. And it would bother me if I was in one of those organizations that you go through the city's budget process and you think your funding's approved and then suddenly it's not. Then you, as that organization, you have to, I guess, back up and reorganize.
After Sutherland withdrew his original motion, the contracts were approved on a 4-2 vote. Analysts expect pretty good news when the automakers release their November sales numbers later this week.
Edmunds.com predicts 5 brands will see November sales gains of at least 3% year over year: BMW, Chrysler, Ford, Toyota, and Volkswagen. The industry watcher thinks most of the Asian automakers will be down and GM sales flat. The industry has benefited from pent-up demand. Cadillac VP Don Butler says that goes for the luxury vehicles as well.
Much of our sales happens through leases, and many people have been extending that for sure. But at a certain point, again, particularly for luxury consumers, you want what's new, you want what's next.
November could be the car maker's best month this year. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
And for the first time in more than a decade, computers in the Brazos County judicial system will run new software. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the transition will take up to 2 years.
2000, when the software that we currently own was purchased, and they really hadn't been too many people happy with it. We've had some problems with it, but I really believe that we've done enough on investigation into this one that I think we're going to be much happier with this software. I think it's going to work much better.
Peter says the upgrade impacts multiple levels of the criminal justice system, from deputies issuing tickets to the court system. The original price tag of more than $5 million was pared down to $3.8 million during 2 years of negotiations. WTAW News Time is 8:34, 40 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2012 have arrived. They're at Polaris Fun Center right now, just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. At Polaris Fun Center, you can get financing as low as 2.99% on any Polaris ATV or side-by-side, plus up to $1,000 in rebates on all remaining 2011 models. Shop the legendary Sportsman, Powerful Rangers, and Razor Sharp Razors at Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria in Bryan, where they sell fun, not tractors.
This is Thurston Wheeler
and Arliss Struby from Radio OKKK letting you know a tune of Christmas is coming back to town. It is.
It is.
It is. It is. How about those new costumes, Pearl?
My new dress has so many flowers, I get crop dusted. And all those new sets, right, Vera?
My upholstery's so high-end, I'll never take the plastic off.
This is I Need a Good One.
And Helen Bed, the critics say Joe Sears and Jason Williams are living treasures of the American theater.
Oh, that's nothing. Listen to this. If you like someone, send them roses. But if you love them, you get them tickets to a tuna Christmas.
Yeah, the laughs were so loud you couldn't hear a shotgun fire.
Right, Didi, I laughed so hard I lost weight.
Baby, you drop another ounce, I'll leave you.
Oh, my goodness.
Come here now.
Emma Siopis and Spirit of Texas Bank present a tuna Christmas. November 29th and 30th in Rudder Auditorium. For tickets, call 845-1234.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete
Nutrition. Hey, it's 837, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you, by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure will continue to sit over the state of Texas today, resulting in lots of sunshine. The high is going to be moving very, very slowly, so that's going to keep the cooler temperatures locked in over us as well. We're only going to be topping out near 60 today. It'll be clear tonight. We're 30 to 35, abundantly sunny tomorrow, highs 60 to 65. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows near 35, and it's going to be mostly sunny on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday afternoon near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Scientists, of course, busy, busy boys and girls. Scientists claim that, one of the first words that may have been uttered by modern man is a word that, we hear way too often. Researchers from the University of Amsterdam say this is because of the way in which our prehistoric ancestors vocalized, in other words, how their vocal tract was formed, the shape and mechanics of the mouth and the throat meant that speech was limited to a very basic sound, and so there weren't a whole lot of syllables that could actually be uttered. So what they are saying is one of the first sounds that prehistoric man may have made was... I mean,
really?
think about that.
Doe!
Yeah, yeah. They're saying that Homer Simpson's doe might in fact have been man's first words.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Doe.
Ray.
Chase, how do you spell doe?
D apostrophe O-H.
Oh, apostrophe.
Yeah.
Well, you see, because I tried to use it in Words with Friends on Scrabble, D-O-H,
yeah.
And it wouldn't take it.
It's D, because it's supposed to, because it's short for D-O, but it comes out,
D-O. So. That's why it wouldn't take it, yeah, because I didn't, you can't use apostrophes in Scrabble.
Negative.
I thought that little news nugget right there would make you and Cliff Howard feel much, much better about yourselves.
Duh.
Yeah. Now, you can't use that.
Does duh work?
Yeah, duh works.
Yeah, you're playing Words with Friends and Tom keeps using duh. All right. So here you go. The worst passwords of 2011. The worst passwords of 2011. We'll do the final 10, but I found it interesting. There were, three people's names that made the top 25. Three people's names that made the top 25. Can you possibly guess, guys, what any of those three might have been? And again, these are all fairly long. They're at least five letters.
Steve Jobs.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're saying Steve, or Steve Jobs. Okay, Tom, any thoughts?
For 2011.
Yeah, for 2011, the worst passwords.
Bieber.
That's a Bieber. Good guess. That really is. PC Magazine comes up with these. Number 24, possibly an homage to The Office, was Michael.
Uh-huh.
Michael.
Ah.
Michael in at number 24. In at number 17 was Bailey. And in at number 16 was Ashley.
So,
uh-huh. All right. So here you go. Here are your top 10 worst passwords. Number 10, Dragon. Number 9, Trust Null.
Huh?
I don't understand that. The word trust and then N-O-L. Number 8, Let Me In. Number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Number same combination I have on my luggage.
There you go. Number 6 was Monkey. Number 5 was ABC 123.
An homage to the Jackson 5.
That's right. Number 4 was QWERTY, okay, which, of course, is right there on the top row. Number 3 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Number 2 is...
Oh, that is tougher.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, when you start doing that. Number
That's
two,
tougher than just 1 through 7.
Number 2 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And again, you know, if you're going to do that, you could make it really simple. Just go 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You know, just skip a number. Take a number out of there. Number one is, the number one worst password is password. Again, some people just deserve that. Hello?
Hey, guys, that trust and all is the one on the end. That's trust no one.
Oh, I got you. Thank you. Thank you. Now I got it.
I would have caught that, but I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Trust no one. I like that. All right, good. Well, the character's the same here, but that's my printer, I suppose. All right, so, hey, Tom's Tom's finished his breakfast, his sumptuous breakfast of a bagel. He's there for a good reason, though, not just to have breakfast. He's at Blue Baker.
A really, really good reason, as a matter of fact. First off, I've been visiting with our friend and loyal listener, Rick Starnes, who's a constable, by the way, of Precinct 3. And Rick got himself an angel, and he's going to go out, and he's going to buy a gift for a young boy or girl, and he wants to request all law enforcement folks, fellow law enforcement folks, whether they're other constables, police, from the sheriff's office, from either city, to get and participate in this. And what we're talking about this is Christmas Angels for 2011. And we're with our buddies at Blue Baker again this year because they're always so generous to let us in and let us put a Christmas tree up in their lobby and to decorate it. And we've got one here at the Blue Baker location on University Drive, 800 University Drive. It's the restaurant. If there was one restaurant on Restaurant Row here that you would say is directly across the street from the Hilton, it would be this one. So that's where we are. You know where the Blue Baker is. You can come into this location or the one on Dominick Drive. And admire the Christmas tree, but don't admire it long because you need to get to work and pick out a Christmas angel that's on that tree. And each one of those Christmas angels has a name of a child, boy or girl, the age, sort of a wish list that the child said that, you know, this is if I could really have my wish, this is what I would like to have. And they're not wild, extravagant things. Yeah, sure, there are kids that like bikes. All kids like bikes. But there's other things like clothing or just toys. Just regular toys, things that these kids would have no earthly way to get if it weren't for your help. And we want you to do is take that Christmas angel, and you can take more than one. You can take as many as you want, as long as you buy a gift for each one of those children and wrap them up and deliver it back to the Blue Baker location. And we ask you to do it by December the 14th so that we can get them all distributed by Christmas so that Christmas morning these children will have a great, great Christmas, like Benjamin, who is age 4, who would just like a toy truck or some winter clothes. That's all he's looking for. Again, thank you to Rick Starnes for his participation. We've got quite a few signed up here that have signed up earlier. But if you're not coming in this morning or while we're here, any time that Blue Baker is open, either location, you can do this. And we're going to keep telling you about this. We're going to keep telling you because this is something that will make you feel awfully good. But that's not what it's about as much as making the child's Christmas really, really come true. And remember, online you can go and donate money because we'll take that money. And we've got girls that'll go out, girls and guys that'll go out and spend that money just happily to buy gifts for these kids. You can go online at My Christmas Angels. That's My Christmas Angels with an S. .com. So please do this with us here at Bryan Broadcasting and the good people at Blue Baker.
Don't be confused by the name change. We're in the same location with the same great dentists. We just have a new name. At Aaron's Family Dentistry, formerly Care Plus Dental on Villa Maria, Dr. Jim and Karen Aaron's have been providing excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. Using state-of-the-art technologies in every procedure, Aaron's Family Dentistry is able to offer the big city benefits of dental care with a small-town feel. Call 268-1407 or visit aarondsdds.com. That's aarondsdds.com.
Why do more families trust UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley? Experience. Since 1978, the board-certified pediatricians of UPA have cared for over 50,000 children. UPA physicians have won the Eagles Reader's Choice Award, been voted Best of the Brazos Valley, and UPA is the only pediatric practice with three Texas Monthly Super Doctors on staff. To learn more about UPA, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Hey, Newstalk 1620 WTAW, it's 14 minutes till, so Tom mentioned that Rick was over at Blue Baker, and we appreciate him being over there. But reminds me of something I saw over the weekend. A guy driving when he saw the flash of a traffic camera. Wasn't around here. Anyway, he figured that his picture had been taken for exceeding the speed limit, even though he knew that he was not speeding. So just to be sure, he went around the block, passed the same spot, driving even more slowly this time. Again, the camera flashed. Well, now he begins to think, this is pretty funny. So he drives by even slower this time, and again the camera flashes on him. So he tried it a fourth time, same result. He did it a fifth time. Now he's laughing so hard because as he rolls by, I mean, he is going at a snail's pace, and the camera takes his picture. 2 weeks later, he got five tickets for driving without a seatbelt.
Oh, my God.
Don't outsmart yourself. Just might do this. All right, now, I don't know what it's for. It's a commercial for a jewelry store, and I saw it over the weekend. Did you see the commercial?
That's not very good marketing if you don't remember what it's for.
This lady climbs up to the very precipice of some rock that's, got to be out by the Devil's Tower in
Utah or whatever.
Yeah, somewhere. I mean, and there's just about enough room for her to stand up, and that's it. I mean, that commercial gives me the willies.
Oof.
I mean, and you'll see it, I'm sure, because it's just, I think it's just started over the weekend. I'm not a height person. But anyway, what some people will do, a British guy has drug a piano to the top of a mountain.
A piany?
Yeah, not as a joke. 50-year-old Paul Barton finally fulfilled his lifelong dream of playing Beethoven for blind elephants. I don't know.
Yeah. You're just reading it, right?
I am.
All right.
Don't know why it happened. Don't know when that became his reason for being. But nonetheless, went to the top of the mountain. Apparently there's video out there of this. He said, my wife and I have been working with blind elephants for so many years, I thought it would be something that they might enjoy. He thought. I mean, it's not like he asked them and they told him.
I was going to say, did he consult with the blind elephants?
Not sure. And again, I may go up and look at the video, and again, I may not. But if you want to, it's probably out there. And maybe it was an electric piano. Somehow I'm thinking a baby grand is just... Or you could get the little tinker toy, a little tink-tink-tink piano. That might work. All right. Here's an app for you. It's rare that you find people that can talk sports as well as you do. So...
Well, duh.
There you go. So you tell yourself. The app is PlayUp. You don't want to blast your Facebook or Twitter friends with every play from your favorite team. The PlayUp app may be just what you want. I guess I'll pass this on to Lou so he can tell this to his listeners. You browse and you lock in the game of your choice, and you participate in a free real-time public messaging about the game, whatever that game might be. You can even create your own private hangout to invite your buddies. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It'd be play up. Got that going for you. All right, in the meantime, passwords again. We've got that. We did that. This is almost like The Simpsons. A forgetful janitor caused a nuclear meltdown in Sweden.
A nuclear?
Nuclear. The Register reports that the cleaning man left a wet vac cleaner behind and inside a radiation containment vessel at a nuclear power plant. When workers at the plant ran a test, the wet vac caught fire. The flames quickly spread, causing a massive blaze. The fire shut down the plant for 7 months.
Well, that'll decrease productivity.
It will. Cost the company $250,000. The nuclear power chief, Paul Gango, said, "Those items aren't supposed to be left in the containment when testing. It was a human error, and those shouldn't occur at our power plants." No kidding. My thought is, that guy may be working someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
Ford has introduced a new study featuring a new safety feature, rather, featuring next year a system that will notify drivers when the vehicle detects signs of drowsiness. It's called the Driver Alert System. Small camera mounted behind the rear view mirror will monitor lane markings. If you veer off due to drowsiness, the old warning chime comes on. And probably just goes on forever. That means that you should take a break.
Yeah, so, I'm guessing that you know, because after all, if you're driving, and we've all been there, all right, so you're driving, you're getting a little chin heavy there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And but is this really going to help?
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Now, which brings to mind your vehicle. Now, generally, almost all the time, I put on my seatbelt right away. But there are times when I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how does your vehicle remind you, number one, and for how long does it remind you?
My truck doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Really?
Well, it's an 02 model.
So, oh, okay. I got you. Okay, okay.
But now my wife's car, it'll just beep at you.
Okay.
It'll just beep and beep and beep. And if you know, I've got a real bad habit of, I take that back. The way my truck reminds me is, the light doesn't go out.
Oh, but dome light?
No. The, little red, little,
oh, okay, yeah,
little
yeah,
red
okay.
dude on the dashboard
sure, okay.
with the seatbelt.
Yeah. Okay.
All that right. doesn't go on. Okay. That doesn't go out. And then, but then in my wife's car, the light will not only not go out, then it will start blinking and beeping at you.
Okay.
And if you do, you know, I'm real bad about, as I'm about to turn onto our street, I'll go ahead and pop my seatbelt right then.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it will start beeping at me right then.
Now, too. Does it ever stop?
It will beep about 5 times and stop, and then a few seconds, about like 30 seconds later, it'll
yeah.
beep again.
But, I mean, does that cycle ever end? Because
I don't know, because my tolerance for that is about 2
okay.
cycles,
yeah,
and then I have to either buckle up or just jump out of a moving vehicle.
Okay.
So.
All right. So my truck, it does. It stops after probably, it does 4 pings, and it probably does that 7 or 8 times, and then it stops, and the little light stays on. But on another car, on my wife's car, it gives you a good 2 minutes before it does anything. And it pings about 4 times and does it twice, and then that's it.
Hmm.
And then it just kind of just glares at you.
Little voice should come on and say, you know, obviously you have elected not to buckle your seatbelt. You're on your own.
Yeah. Well, and remember, there used to be, I think in the beginning, they had one where they had a voice that would say, you know, fasten your seatbelt. Hello?
Doesn't it drive you crazy when people pull up the gas station, leave their door open, and that tone just keeps going oink, oink.
Is that, wow, now I don't know, you know, that doesn't happen to me a lot. Do you hear that, Chase? I don't guess
it happens a whole lot.
Yeah. No. Doesn't annoy me as much as people who finish gassing up and don't pull forward. You know, if they have to go in to pay. Of course,
oh, well,
the idea of having to go inside to pay anymore is getting to be pretty old. But nonetheless, you have people who'll just sit there. Or if you're in a gas line, the people finish gassing up and they get in the car, and it takes them forever. You know, forever.
Forever to
leave.
Oh, to leave?
Just to leave. Well, or if you're waiting on a parking place in a parking lot, I mean, you'll find people who'll do that.
See, but you can't immediately assume that because someone gets in their vehicle in a parking lot that they are going to leave.
Very
especially
true.
This time of year, because, you know, you go to a shoppatorium. And you see a guy walking out there, and he's carrying like 4 bags,
uh-huh.
and he drops the bags either in the trunk or puts them in the back of the child-eating SUV, whatever
yeah.
he's driving, the minivan, and he goes ahead and hops in the driver's seat. I'll bet you dollars to donuts that he's on a mission, and that is to take those bags out there, and at the same time, he said, I'm done!
That's it! We're out!
And so he's at least going to hang out in the car
yeah.
and just make sure... I'm going to go guard the merchandise, honey. You know, I was listening to TAW just the other day. They were talking about don't leave stuff in plain view.
That's right.
I'm a little concerned.
We want to protect.
We don't want to advertise that all these fine, fine presents that we've bought everyone for the Christmas shopping season could be at risk. I'm going to go play Angry Birds in the car.
I'll man up. That's right. I'll take the bullet. I'll get out there in the car,
and it's a dangerous assumption to think this guy's obviously leaving. Because I guarantee you, ain't no man out there buying 4 bags worth of merchandise.
No, probably not. No, that's probably
not
safe
unless,
to say.
Not unless this same shoppatorium sells bullets.
Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org.
Christmas for Cowboys with Scott and Travis Catalina.
Catalina Hatters is your headquarters for Christmas shopping.
We've been making the finest quality, custom-made felt hats since 1983, as well as renovating hats worldwide.
All styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, we offer a great selection of hat bands, hat racks, hat accessories, and gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, where the working cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 25 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
The most exciting store in historic downtown Bryan is the new Texas Rose Boutique, a store within a store next to Catalina Hatters. Hi, this is Joanna. Let us coordinate you with the new trendy designs, jewelry, boots, and all of the accessories that make you a standout in any crowd. Plus, Texas Rose has the seasonal round top collection and gourmet gift ideas. Don't know what to buy? Grab a Texas Rose gift card, perfect for anybody on your gift list. Remember, the store within a store, the all-new Texas Rose Boutique in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Today, we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Oh!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties. They eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver. Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 3 minutes till now. Any number of us, I think, will probably be out there looking around today on the internet because this is Cyber Monday. And because, as we talked about, the convenience of being able to just get in there and see what you want and click it and it's done. I understand that. But as always, shop locally whenever possible. And you know what? You can shop locally online. Lots of local stores have their own websites. So, you know, do that if you don't want to get out. But, you know, early on, there are a lot of people who kind of enjoyed, especially since we have cool weather today. We kind of got that going for us. So if you're in the spirit. But they went and they asked, or they tried to find out, what is it that makes people actually click the buy button? And since we're in full online shopping mode today, to let you know, a new study has revealed online shoppers are more likely to click the buy button if they get a full view of the product. 54% of us say we're more likely to buy if that site offers a 360-degree view of products.
Really?
Yeah.
Hun, I wasn't going to buy the can opener, but dadgummit, I had a 360-degree
view of it.
I could see everything on there. So you enjoy it, Hamilton Beach. Merry Christmas, sweet pea.
And if you've been to Zappos, if you've seen their, because they sell mostly shoes there. I mean, they'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
Front, back, side, inside, outside. Okay. Bottom. Yeah, okay, great.
All right, but if you think about it, I mean, let's face it. Now, the model has worked for them.
Yeah.
But that was a big risk. We're going to specialize in selling shoes that you don't touch or try on before you buy them.
Well, and we'll pay for shipping, too.
Right.